Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Huh? Yeah, right. I'm pulling your wang!
Wait a minute. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Suck on that, losers.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
You can suck this.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Set your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
No, I don't think I would agree that it's inappropriate.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months. You are drunk at a tissue level.
Cut the jibba jabba.
Get ready for some hot fun. This Wednesday, the Don and Mike Reno-style show returns to Foodies of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Drive. Hot. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, bodacious Bud, red-hot Rock, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m., so come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Hello, and good afternoon. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Here in the center ring is the man with the cool pool, the crazy canine, the big lovable that literally speaks of his life on air, Ringmaster Don Geronimo. Now, folks, direct your attention to the next ring. He's the Harley riding, restaurant owning, should I have a baby or not? The finest mimic of all the land, Mike O'Mara. Gaze into the third ring. You'll see and smell the sweetness. The kind of funky, kind of skunky newsman, Buzz Burbank. Look out, whoa. Now don't be afraid, whoa. He's a harmless, very white ape. He only hits ya because he loves ya. Robbie, B-Wax! Now let's not forget the telephone guy in the back. He keeps the head of Middle Light floating, the legendary Joe Ardinger. Now, sit back, grab your peanut bag, get hold of your popcorn balls, and settle in for another titillating time with the Don and Mike Show!
Jesus. I don't think that's annoying.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite one.
I bet she's pretty.
Oh, it ends too soon.
Yes, it does. Rob actually was trying to show you a guess. During that he put up a number that he was...
That is loyal listener Molly Warner.
The problem with radio, you didn't ever see the...
460 pounds, says Rob.
It's on wow. My show.
Well, that's just not nice.
Hello!
Woo! Look out! Look out,
everybody.
I'm on the second bear.
Incredible! You're about to have
to. I'll just be your secret lover.
Sorry, your name is
the Queen.
Yay!
The best
friend
ever had.
What?
What?
Right.
Cut the jibba jabba. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
Suck on that, losers. You can suck this.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. We're Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Eddie. Yeah, you can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show, and a new episode, everybody, on this Monday. Rocktober, 1016, on 6, is Rocktober 16th, 2006. And the phone number is the same as it was on Friday.
Exactly the same.
From anywhere in North America, including Canada, you can call us at 877-365-3636. One number, no waiting. If you want to hear us on your computer, go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. And you want to send more of that fan mail, which is just piling up and becoming embarrassing.
Well, the listeners are so generous.
You know, when you send the fan mail, please, for the heading, for an email fan mail, put if it's just straight through fan mail, or if you want us to do some charity work.
Right. Let us know which.
But because the piles...
Yeah, because we need more of that.
The piles are just getting too high on the fan side.
Well, you know, technically it is the holiday season.
You can email us, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Also, we're there for you on iTunes and iPod, and you can link on to that on the front page of our website as well.
All right.
Right. So let's start the week with a phone call and then on to, oh, man, lots of weekend stuff.
Good.
Barbara's
Streisand.
Yeah.
Barbara's Streisand. Yeah, you're the winner already. You're the winner no matter what.
Right.
Unless somebody got, like, you know... Anything major happened to anybody?
Not really.
Right. Okay.
Not like Barbara Streisand.
Not like Barbara.
Let me make sure that... Oh, there we go. There the phones are operating. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here you go. First unscreened call of a brand new week.
It's you!
Oh, boy. The guy just hung up.
It's you!
Hello. Don and Mike Show, the brand new first unscreened call of a virginal week. Of radio broadcasting.
It's you.
He hung up too.
Oh, wow.
They're excited.
Maybe it does.
He going to set it up again or is that going to be a jump? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, what can we do for you?
No.
Hello.
Yeah, what can we do for you?
Hello? Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show. You're the first. You just hung up.
The phone.
Can they hear us?
Is there something wrong?
Would you check on that?
I would assume three in a row would not be pure panic, no.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But I could be wrong.
Hello there.
Hello. No, they can't hear us.
Well,
yeah. Something's horribly wrong.
I don't know. Or they're all just calling and hanging up.
Could be the same guy.
Nope. I see different area codes, Mike.
Oh, Jesus. Could be copycats.
They're from everywhere. They're from everywhere.
Copycat.
All right. Well, we're working on the problem.
Yes, we are.
Don't know if it's on our end. Or their end, but there go the rosy cheeks into action. Yeah.
Did you ever hear of Kong?
Happy Monday, happy Monday.
There he goes, trying to figure out. Oh, before we actually start the show, oh, and now the strobe light has gone off.
Hold on, Joe. This is Rob.
Rob's calling through to choose this.
Just says, who's this?
Joe?
I see.
Rob, is Joe messing with you, Rob?
Rob is now calling.
You have to go
from, from the cell phone.
It's very foolish to go through Monday Joe.
To see if he can hear us. Hello?
Don?
Can you hear us?
Really well, thank you. Can you hear me?
That means, as always, Mike, the problem lieth with the listener.
How foolish of me to even think that it was a technical issue when we should know it's Monday and it's callers.
Can you hear us?
Yes. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, John. Hi, Joe. Goodbye.
Bye, Rob.
Bye, Rob.
Hello there, Don Mike Show.
Don Mike, my brother.
Look who got through.
Ironic.
Give him credit.
Yeah, I will.
I'm excited, buddy.
Why are you excited?
Because Wednesday night is Hooters in Buckville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Thought about this a lot, Tom. Really been thinking on this a lot.
Oh, no.
Tom?
Yes?
Poor old boy.
No. I don't think so, Mike.
Yeah.
You ready to come off probation, Tom?
Yes.
You know what that means?
What?
He doesn't.
You know what that means?
He has no idea.
You can start to work your way back onto the air little by little, Tom. The hiatus is almost over.
You play nice. What do you think of that, Tom?
Good.
That's good, isn't it?
Yep.
That's exactly. Real good.
Exactly.
Yay. Hi, Tom.
Hey,
he's not here.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes.
No.
What?
No, he passed. He passed over the weekend.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Hello, Charlie.
Not right now, Tom.
Excuse me. So, Tom.
Yeah, Mike.
No, Don. That was Don.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So, Tom.
Yes.
You're just on probation now. You're not on hiatus now.
I'm on probation.
Wait, what that right. means is each of your calls will be evaluated.
Which means if you get out of line, if you use, like, bad language, you get mad, or you get angry, misbehave, you could go on hiatus again. Now, hiatus means you're off the air for a while. But probation means you're on the air. You just have to behave yourself.
Yes.
You understand what that means?
Yes.
Okay.
Is Tom still going to be allowed to sell his wares?
Can I sell my stuff at the...
I listen to that. Now, even though he was prodded with it, he asked.
I think so.
Thank
Why
you.
Why not?
You can... Tom, you just asked permission, and that is good behavior.
Sell your crap.
I went through my... What do you call it?
What do you call it?
I don't know, Tom.
I went through my...
Stuff?
My
how old are you, Tom?
46.
46 years old.
Soon
right.
to be 47, right, Tom?
Yep.
Pointing that out.
Don't you have a birthday coming up?
December 2nd, 1959.
A day that will live in infamy.
Christmas miracle.
Yeah.
Well, that's December 7th.
Christmas miracle.
Close enough.
And I'd like to talk to Rob about something. Hey, Rob.
You have something planned?
Hey, Rob.
Yes, Tom. How have you been?
Good. I'm sorry about your uncle.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry about him, too.
Yeah, I haven't been in prayers.
Oh, well, thank you, Tom.
That's nice, Tom.
But if you're going to pray, Tom, it's my grandfather.
It's your grandfather.
Right.
And it's Justin's...
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Justin's...
It's Justin's uncle, yeah.
Uncle. Mm-hmm.
But, Tom, thank you. Your wishes are well received. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, guys. Let's get back to business.
Yes, let's get back to business then, Tom. Where were we? This is a good call.
Enough for
quality. This is an end of hiatus call.
Entertaining America.
What can we do for you, Tom?
All right,
Tom.
I'll be there Wednesday night
yep.
at Hooters.
Now, Tom, let's set up some ground rules for you re-entering the show.
Okay. Yeah.
Here you go. You got to come with something. What I mean is you got to come with something when you call the show. You got to have something on your mind
that
you want to talk about.
Good idea.
Yep.
Okay? You can't just call and ask for Charlie
ask for Charlie anymore.
And
say, he's not there.
And when, we do the retard stuff, you just got to stop saying, watch it.
No, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That's out the window now.
He's mentally retarded.
No.
Oh, he's got some ground rules.
No, Tom.
What?
Tom. That.
That's it.
Hold on.
Now, wait a minute. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
Tell him to stop doing that.
I can't, Tom.
That's not.
I can't.
What
that's not
is.
My job.
That's not what that is.
He's mentally retarded.
It's not that anymore.
Hey, Tom.
Tom.
I'm just curious, Tom.
I'm going to tell you something, guys.
Tom, we have to run an identifier when you're on the show. We have to let people know.
I want to tell you something.
Yeah. What's up?
I went this last Saturday.
Yes.
I went out to the government center.
Yes.
And did a fundraiser for Down syndrome.
Oh, my.
And
good for you.
He's clicking on all 8 guilt cylinders today, isn't he?
And I volunteered, and I walked the buddy walk out there on Saturday.
You did the buddy walk?
Okay. That's very nice.
And raised some money for the Down syndrome and the handicapped people.
Good, that is noble. Good for you, Tom.
Good, Tom.
But, Tom, just so we're clear, is this a deal breaker?
What?
Yeah.
Let's get back to business, Tom and Mike.
Yes, we're back to business, Tom.
Tom,
yes.
Tom, Love you long time, Tom, but everybody has the tapes that they get played with on the show, and that's...
And we don't mean anything by it, Tom. You know that.
That's your tape, so...
We're just having fun. You know
just
that.
Just having fun.
You gotta,
that's it. As long as you know we're just having fun.
You got to live with the tape, Tom.
Right.
We can't give up the tape.
You know, we all make fun of each other, and everybody gets made fun of on the show, okay?
Yep. We make fun of each other. We make fun of each other like a...
That's right.
Well, good man,
Tom? Somebody's calling you, Tom.
Okay, guys, I'll talk to you later.
All right, no, bye.
Tom?
Hey,
Tom?
Wait a second.
What?
I'll be there Wednesday with my...
Tom, I want to make sure if we're doing a deal, that we're doing a deal here.
Yes.
You understand.
Yes.
He's mentally retarded.
That we're just joking when we do that.
Okay.
But you also, you get that, but you know that those tapes are going to be there.
Okay.
We're still friends, right?
I know. Wednesday night, I'll be there with my T-shirts and stuff.
Okay.
How much money did you raise?
I raised about $90 last time I was out there.
Wow.
Bravo.
No, I meant for Down syndrome, not with the T-shirt.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a lot of money.
$45.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money we did.
And what are your T-shirts saying on them, Tom?
Tom Gavin the Monster.
It's really good.
Meanwhile, don't play that tape.
No, please don't.
Please don't play that tape.
What, you think you didn't think it through?
No, I'm still going to play the tape.
No, I was thinking about Tom. You think you didn't think it through?
Yep.
That was a Tom joke.
I don't,
hey, guess what?
But you know what? I don't think he even realizes the deal.
No.
Guess what?
I guarantee you he
does. Hey, Tom?
And guess what, guys?
What Tom?
Jimmy Lang beat Tommy West, and the next fight will be October.
Right.
No.
He's into so many things.
December 8th.
December 8th.
Tom?
Yes?
Tom, you understand.
Yes, I do.
Hold on. What do you understand, Tom?
I'm on probation.
Right.
Until...
And what about the tapes?
You're only joking.
Right. So it's okay to play them.
Okay to play them.
He's mentally retarded.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, yep. You got a yep.
Hey, somebody get Donald Trump on the phone. I defy him to make a deal like that.
That is a hell of a deal.
Well, that's how you make a deal.
That's right.
You put a Windsor knot in that tie of yours, son.
Way to go, Tom.
Yep.
He went to the Wharton Moron School of Business.
You the man. Now roar like a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Tom. Don't abuse.
See you guys Wednesday.
Don't abuse
bye,
the
Tom.
But see you. See you later.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Never takes time to say goodbye.
Back to his charity work.
Yes. Expensive charity work.
He did the buddy walk.
Yes.
It's a good thing I had a good weekend.
Yes.
Because he came loaded with his AA game as well.
He did.
And it would have been really a battle of good versus evil. Because first he mentioned, Rob's uncle, which was, of course, Rob's grandfather.
Right.
And then he comes right back with his charity work.
And bam, bam.
Ow.
But then it worked out. We made the deal.
The double
the
punch.
Deal. This is my deal here, Wade.
The 1-2 punch of death and Down syndrome.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Yeah.
Heard you got down 200 pounds over the weekend. Wondered if you crapped your pants doing it.
Can I
down, buddy.
Can I tell you something, buddy?
Okay.
Guy that's called 116 times now. Just to say crap your pants.
Go ahead.
Hey, screw off, pal. Come up. Oh. Come up with a new line.
Oh, see, that's the goodwill you had for Tom that this guy's getting.
Come up with something new. I got to tell you, calling all the time and just saying crap your pants.
You're not feeling it?
No.
Not feeling the love for this guy?
It's not there.
So the love you gave to Tom is...
there. He's gone. I don't like Tom. That guy just hung up.
Simply not funny.
And that's the great thing about our software. I guess. See that guy has called since we moved to our brand new dig.
Fancy digs you got here.
Right. He's called 116.
Really?
And every time he calls, he tries to say...
Crap your pants?
Crap your pants. Come on, leave the pants crapping to the pros, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We being the pros.
Hello. Do you guys have any VIP passes for Wednesday night?
What?
Have you been to the... I certainly don't want to slight the location. Have you been there? It's kind of wide open. You really don't need any VIP.
I've been there. I just didn't know because I figured it would be like a...
We walked in through the kitchen.
Yeah.
Can I get through there?
What's that?
Can I get through there as well through the kitchen?
No?
Oh, okay. Thought I had.
Health reasons.
All
right,
that's cool.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
That's wide open. It's all VIP.
No, I know where it is. I actually work in Rockville. I'm actually delivering mail right now, not too far away from
Well, you should camp out.
No, that's a negative on that one.
Technically, there was the last time we did on a pretty crappy night, weather-wise.
Really?
There was, it was capacity, both outside and in.
So if I was
the first time you guys are doing it with a tent outside, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. I'll try to make it out there. Hopefully I can get in and meet.
Yeah. Oh, sad.
Oh, that's a shame.
We lost that connection. That's a shame.
It is sad.
We're making so many friends on this good-looking Monday.
And he didn't have a chance to thank Tom for all the work he did for him.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Is that a Tom impersonator?
Yep.
Yeah. Everybody's doing it.
That's a Tom wannabe, Mike.
Pretty darn convincing roar.
That's a copycat Gavin.
Hello. Copycat Gavin.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hello there. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, we're out here in Sacramento. We're wondering when you're going to come out and bring that show out here.
Sacramento, but it sounds like you might have a Midwest accent here.
We are coming on November.
A Midwest accent?
Hey, hold on a second. Are you ready for the announcement?
Big news.
Yeah.
Big announcement. Stay tuned for a major announcement.
And this is not like when I say the 13th of never.
Right, guy.
Do you live in Sacramento itself?
Yes.
Okay.
We love Sacramento.
November 31st, we'll be there.
Fantastic.
At Arco Arena.
Tell everybody we're coming, okay?
At Arco Arena?
At Arco Arena on November 31st. 31st, about 6 weeks from now.
All right.
Hey, come on.
What the hell's the laugh? Thought you'd be more excited.
I am very excited.
Why did you have a little chuckle?
Well, that's a big place to fill, Arco Arena. You got a big following.
See,
so it's
you're demanding we come out. You want to know when we're coming out. Then we announce when we're coming out. You chuckle, and then you say it's a big place. What the hell is your point?
The last time we were in Sacramento, we were at the amphitheater. There were 12,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
They said, this time you want to move to Arco. We'll get 18,000 people in there. We secure the date. We announce it with you, a guy from Sacramento. And all you can say is it's not big enough. Well, I guess...
No, it's a big arena. He's making it sound like we're not going to fill it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
no.
Show, we're not big enough to fill the arena.
Standing room only.
No, I tell you what, we're going to make sure on November 31st, you will not be there. I guarantee you won't, my friend.
Well, I love you good guys anyway.
No, you're not... Yeah, mark that date off your calendar.
You know, we were sitting there, Don had that major announcement, a very dramatic announcement, and what did you do? You chuckled.
I was a chuckle of happiness.
And he found a dark side.
I hope November 31st is an awful day for you.
Okay, well, you have a good one.
I hope you have the worst day of your life on November 31st. What? Now, why are you laughing at that?
Okay, you have a good one.
He's not explaining himself.
No, you know what that was? That was page 50 in the Sacramento textbook.
It was.
That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted, he got, then he turned it into...
Oh, sorry, Rob.
Turned into something bad, and then he laughed, and he left us with less than when he came.
He wanted the answer to be no, we're not coming to Sacramento. So he could say, oh, come on.
Right.
As soon as Don said we're coming out on the 31st of November, he said,
hello.
You know, he started giggling because he couldn't handle it.
Don and Mike Show.
Hump.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
This is going to be great out there at Arco. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
We are, too.
I think it's going to be probably bigger than the Sacramento Valley Amphitheater.
Last time I thought you were at the downtown facility.
No, that was one time before. This would be our third trip.
Well, let me just say it's going to be great. We're going to pack that place.
Have they let us know when tickets are going on sale yet? Have they let us know?
That's the thing, they're not on sale. But like before, you do have to go to various locations.
Oh, that's right, because we don't charge to get in.
Before the 31st to get your ticket to get you in.
Hey, one more thing.
You best check with your local station on that one.
Yeah.
Mike, I'll do the dance with you.
I'd love to. You know, that's actually part of what we planned. We kind of did a little outline because it's going to be a major event. We actually did a little outline, and that's part of it. Rob and I are going to do that. Maybe we'll bring some people up on stage.
Yeah. See you there.
See you guys.
See you there.
Bye-bye.
What can we say?
11:31.
Stay classy, Sacramento.
No, the town is, I mean, that's all that took to get that town hopping. I mean, they're going crazy. Good.
Look out, is all I'll say.
They sure are. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Great. Hey, I'm in Vegas. My transplant from Sacramento. I've seen both your shows there. You guys kick ass.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys are going back to Sacktown, and I'm a...
Nice to know that this even translates in Las Vegas.
Isn't that good?
Very good.
Well, he's from Sacramento.
And I'm glad you're coming back. And that guy's a nut job.
Listen, can I tell you something? If you are really really a fan. What's your first name, my friend?
My name is Corey.
Corey, and you're from Las Vegas?
No, I'm from Sacramento, but I moved out to Vegas because I got a job opportunity.
Okay, so you're living in Vegas now.
You're listening to us. You're listening to us on Spike Radio, right?
Yeah.
In Las Vegas.
Day.
Beautiful.
That's nice.
We happen to know it's not that far a drive. It's a one-day drive.
Oh, no, I'm going to be down there.
Oh, good, you're good.
You will.
Oh, good, you're coming.
I'm more excited than that. That job is like, oh, okay.
Well, thank
when
you.
I saw you guys at the amphitheater, I took so many pictures. I was the guy in the front row with the Dodgers shirt on with the glasses lit up.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
You remember him? You.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, hold on a second.
Okay.
Wait, can we get some type of VIP?
Yeah, we're going to have that anyway. That's they did that last time, but you know, as long as this guy marks his calendar, we're all set.
All right.
Oh, I'm down there, guys.
Right, November 31st, live at Arco Arena, starts at 8 p.m.
Right,
West Coast time.
I cannot wait to see you boys again. The last one, the Moore Auditorium, was great. The last one at the amphitheater was off the chain. I mean, I'm so excited you guys are going back.
Off the chain.
Well, we look forward to getting out there again.
See you
there. Make lots of jokes, but we look forward to getting out there again.
Bye-bye.
11:31.
They make an awful lot of jokes. Hello there. Oops.
Hi.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, yeah, I'm...
Oops. Hold on a second.
What happened?
For goodness sake.
Yeah, you know, everybody's going crazy now, and we know where most of the calls are coming from.
Pretty exciting.
All right, well...
They're all ringing now.
Yeah, but Joe's putting stuff up on the screen. I don't know how many more we're going to be able to get.
I understand. Oh, so, you know, I know we don't want to make it an entire Sacramento show just because we're doing our show out there again.
Can't. Okay, let's see. Hello. Mark, listen, Mark.
Yes, Mark. Mike.
Mark, hi.
Why does it seem like only the mentally challenged are calling your show today?
Well, no, I don't understand that. I don't understand.
He's mentally retarded.
That's cruel. That is just cruel.
Come on.
Let's take another call from Sacramento, why don't we? Here's a guy named John. Hello, John, Don, and Mike Show.
Are you really going to make that guy drive from Vegas on a day that doesn't exist?
What's his name?
And
suddenly...
He's the first.
And the first one... You know, the funniest thing you did was when you were giving me that code that you're having trouble negotiating these calls.
Yeah.
That was the first sign.
So now we've got,
but it took a while, did it not?
We've got 1, 2, 3... Four people from Sacramento who are calling saying that there is no 31st day in November.
It took a good long time, didn't it? It really did.
So we're not going?
No, Buzz,
no,
sorry.
Buzz. No, Buzz.
There is no November 31st.
We're not going.
He set aside the date.
It was the best one, though.
And you did that on the fly, didn't you?
Yeah, sure.
That was fantastic. And that, you know, obviously it wouldn't have lasted long, but I think it lasted as long as it could have.
Oh, listen.
Especially that one caller from Vegas. That was our most fun.
All right, Mr. Smart Guy.
Yeah, you ruined it for everybody. Well, are you from Sacramento?
Folsom.
Oh, so, but this gives you great joy that you're the first one to spoil the joke.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah right.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
Very well, thanks.
Fine, thank you.
Good. I think you guys are underestimating the listening power of Sacramento. There's actually a ticket drop going on right now at the McDonald's on Auburn Boulevard.
Get out of here.
Tickets for the first 100 people to get out there. They announced it on the radio this morning.
Okay. See you later.
Here we go.
Somebody's
scalping them already.
That's enough of that. All right.
That was big Monday fun, in my opinion.
Hold on a second. Before we even get to the... And I do have Streisand stuff for you. Oh, big Streisand.
That sounds funny.
Big Streisand stuff. Listen, what the hell? You know what I say? Shoot the wad. That's my advice to you. Shoot the wad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? No, I'm not going to shoot the wad.
What? That was your advice.
I want to tease you with what maybe is really the funniest piece of tape that I've heard in a long time.
Okay.
Maybe laugh out loud. It's about a minute and 8 seconds long.
All right.
Play it for you in a couple of seconds. Very funny. Really is. I can't wait. Here it is right now.
Can you play the whole thing?
Yeah. It's a message. It's a message from beloved newsman Paul Harvey.
Right.
Hold on. that's not it.
It didn't sound like
this. Would be beloved.
Boy, he's not doing well.
Beloved newsman, Paul Harvey.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Yep.
Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before.
Right.
Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Somebody's singed a kitten. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-BONG.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, great. Editing. God, that is good.
Ain't that something?
Oh, and you know, if you get to the very...
BONG. Maybe.
Oh, wow.
10 times. Maybe 10 times for the show. I just had to listen to that.
Oh, that's great.
Hello there, Don Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
I know there's a lot of idiots out here in Sacramento, but there is no November 31st. I really wish you guys were coming, but I want all these idiots.
Let's say hi to Mr. 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago.
Mr. 5 minutes ago, how are ye?
I'm sorry to disappoint. Sorry. Hope you enjoyed the joke.
Sorry about that. I turned down the radio, so I didn't hear what was going on.
You need to find your way to a bong.
Right.
I like the Paul Harvey thing, though.
Indeed. Glad to know that's flying for you. See ya.
Bye-bye. All right,
guys. Bye-bye. All right. Now, before the weekend, and I got quite a few weekend things that I think you'd be interested in. The first has to be this Barbra Streisand thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would love to thank the people that arranged for me to get in, and I'll cut right to the truth. I got to meet the great Barbra Streisand.
Wow.
The people who arranged this would rather that I did not mention their name.
Okay.
They know me going into this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The deal is that these people, they invited me. They had one ticket. Barbra Streisand was in D.C. On Friday night at the Verizon Center. And technically, I never stepped foot in the place, but it was the MCI Center.
Right. Sure. Is that the first time you've been there?
Yeah, because I said I would never go.
It's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. But I said I wouldn't go just because, I don't know. I know why.
You protested it way back when.
They made it sound like it would be the second coming and the revitalization of the entire city.
Right.
And, yeah, I said I'd never go there, and I never did, but they changed the name. So. And besides, the guy calls and he says, we got one ticket. So I find out then, I'm talking to the guys towards the end of the show. I was thinking, maybe I'll go, and I had on clothes that were faggy enough that I could pass by.
Sure. So you did wear those clothes?
No, I didn't, and I'll tell you why, because I called a guy up. When I left Mike and Rob and Buzz on Friday, I said,
you said to me you were going to change. You're going to go home and
yeah,
change.
Yeah, I gotta go change, because during the show, I got a call from the guy, and he said, hey, you should know, these are not just seats. We have a suite.
Oh.
You'll be able to walk around. It's like, you know, you will be able to do your own thing. And so I said, okay, I'll run home, put on one of my mobster suits, bear the traffic, drive downtown, lock all of my doors, and be on the phone with OnStar the entire time as I drove into Chocolate City. Say, OnStar operator.
You never leave the suburbs.
I'm in Chinatown now. For God's sakes, where do I park? Where do I park? So I get down there, and I go in.
Did you go tie or no tie?
I went tie.
All the way.
Baby, I went yeah. Tie. I went black tie, nice
top hat,
nice silvery.
You didn't go black tie.
A subdued silver suit jacket.
When you say black tie, it means a tuxedo.
No. I had a black tie on. Right. Not too over the top mafia looking.
Right.
In my humble opinion.
Subdued. Okay.
So I show up and I find this suite, and as it turns out, it's big and it's beautiful, and the people that have invited me. are very charming and hospitable. They said, we're so glad that you could join us. They're friends of mine anyway. They said, I think you'll probably have a good time. Say whatever you want about this evening. Just please leave us out of it, if possible,
mm-hmm.
and have a good time. So, just before the show is going to start, I'm already getting fidgety, you know, because they got the warm-up guys out there singing, and it's boring as hell already. And in this sweet, I'm maybe in the minority by, I would say, the average age in the suite was over 65.
Right.
And I would say that they're maybe counting the people that invited me. Maybe there's about 40 people in the suite. There are maybe 10 people who were under the age of 50.
All right.
So it was...
Okay, so see, well, that's her era.
Older crowd.
Yeah, that's her era.
Older crowd. And I was kind of sizing this up during the warm-up show. Thank God they had an open bar there.
Yeah.
And the lady, again, I got to keep the names out of it, but the patron saint of the family, she says to me, you must stay until the end. And I'm like, why? And she, because we are going to meet Barbara.
The whole suite?
Some special friend.
Ah, very good.
I've been selected as one of the special friends.
Very exciting.
Cool. And while I should be thinking, oh, this is great and fantastic.
Yeah,
instead,
I know.
I'm thinking,
yeah, I know.
Christ,
God,
I'm not going to get home.
I know you're going to. And what's, you know, the other thing is you got to stay through the whole show.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably not a short show at all.
No, surprisingly short.
Really?
She's no Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, so what's you about an hour and a half?
Maybe like 90 minutes.
Oh, cool. All right.
And then you got the encores, and mm-hmm. then that's it. She was done. So I'm in the luxury suite. I get up there, and here's what I just have to tell you what I noticed. First of all, she didn't sing the songs. I guess she sang songs that her real fans know. I'm not a mega fan.
Right.
I don't care about all this Broadway crap and all this, hey, look me over. Hey, what do you say? But there was a lot of that.
She do any of the radio hits? She do The Way We Were?
She did some. But like when she did that song I Like So Bad, the love theme from Evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
She had those creeps that are in Simon Cowell's band.
Oh, the four guys?
Yeah, what they did was... And they did this a lot.
Are they tenors?
They did this a lot during the show. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they're like thin Placido. Placido.
Right. There's a name. Aren't they called Il Divo? Or something like that?
El Sucko.
Il Evo? I don't know.
Just El Sucko.
I didn't know that. Yes, I did.
What it would be, it was like, they would surround her, okay? And they would not clasp hands. They didn't beat her up. But they would dance around her, and they would sing the song while looking at her, while she would just stand in the middle and look adoringly at everyone like, look at me. This is my song that I made famous, and they're singing it to me.
So she didn't sing Evergreen.
So she didn't sing. Well, there were a few songs that she didn't sing, but they pretty much sang to her like she was the Queen of Sheba.
She is.
And the other thing, this to me was incredible. This is a scripted show that Barbra Streisand does.
They had a camera on you.
Why?
I would have loved to see your face during this show.
I noticed...
Did you have to pretend that you were enjoying it to anyone?
To everybody. And I mean, don't get me wrong, there were some songs that I did enjoy.
Right.
But generally speaking...
Well, she does have an incredible voice, but I would imagine at the 70-minute mark, might have gotten a little much.
Well, here's what kept it going for me. Spotted something right away. Pointed it out to one of the people who was under the age of 50, that when she spoke to the audience, outside of the, it's great to be in Washington, or this is a home of politics, and I love our country, and blah, 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 support our troops, whatever, when she would do an intro to a song, like when she introed a song about her son, I couldn't help but noticing that she was reading off teleprompter.
Mm-hmm.
And not one of those sleek teleprompters.
The kind they have at a convention.
Like a Ron Burgundy karaoke thing. She's got three of these on the stage.
Right.
And every time she would introduce a song, and the band would start to play very softly behind her, she would have she would appear like she was speaking off the top of her head, but she's reading off a prompter.
Right. Okay. Cue cards.
I found that somewhat disingenuous.
But it was fun to watch.
Oh, I loved it. Because just
kind of catching her cheek.
I started reading along.
Yeah.
we were at such an angle. The suite was a really good seat. The equivalent of like a...
You weren't reading along out loud, were you?
to my buddy. to my buddy.
Okay.
It would be like...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, hold on a second. For goodness sakes.
Where is Barbara Streisand on here? Number 5. 2, 3, 4, 5.
I want to say that this means...
And I'd be going at the same time. I want to say that this means so much to me that you are here. So much to me that you are here. But I'm saying it
right,
at
time.
The exact same time. Because after all...
Well, this doesn't have a long enough intro. Did she do this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she did. So,
you know, they're the luggiest people.
And then, there was, of course, you know, the guy from Leno, the Jay Leno, George Bush guy.
How'd that go over?
You know, they went nuts.
Yeah.
The old people in the queers went nuts for it. Like it was the freshest piece of comedy they'd ever seen.
Right.
You know, she didn't say shut up, effer, or
shut the F up.
Shut
right.
the F up or anything.
That happened in New York, I guess.
So, right. So I waited and, you know, good show, I guess. You know, I didn't totally dislike it. I thought it was odd that, and I tried to tell as many people as I could, even some of the older folk, who were nice enough to invite me. I said at one point, oh, look, she's reading off a teleprompter.
Right.
He was like, yes. I said,
don't ruin it.
He said, but she's like reading. She's reading off a script.
She just cheated us. She's reading off the cock-a-doodie monitor.
I said, I don't know how much of this is off the top of her head, but I'm pretty sure every time she goes into one of these eloquent speeches...
It was probably off the top of her head when she wrote it.
She's reading. Well, if she wrote it.
If she wrote it.
Yeah, I'm nice to say... This is why they didn't want me to say their name today. Uh-huh. Anyway. So
but then, all I know is from what I've read about this, you know, this fifth, sixth, seventh farewell tour, that this, you know... A lot of people have paid huge money to get a chance to even meet her,
right.
And you got a chance to meet the diva.
Now, the guy that I wanted to meet was, they kept talking about this, some schmuck that paid $50,000 for the chance to meet her.
Wow.
Here's what I discovered. As the show ended, and people started to leave the arena, and the suite that I was in was still vibrant with people, and what they were doing was, at this point, they were telling... The people who did, like, and here's the other great thing that I had during the evening. When I was told that I had made the cut, he said, don't tell anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I watched towards the end of the night as they went to some people and said, you know, hey, you, as soon as it's over, you got to amscream.
Follow up.
You know, we got to get you out of here. So I was among the people chosen, and she did her last encore, and they got, you know, some guy with the Secret Service thing in his ear is standing at the door. They say, okay, ready? Your group B, whatever. Okay, go. So we walk down the hallway, and it's set up that there are levels of people that are meeting her, I find out.
Yeah.
That, I guess there's the guy that paid $50,000 somewhere, and then there are true celebrities and true politicians.
Who you see anybody?
Who
you
she's
see
anybody?
Any Washington insiders?
No, you know,
no politicians.
I don't know nothing about that. You know, I mean, really, if I had seen like big fat Tim Russert, I'd recognize him.
Sure.
I didn't see
John McLaughlin.
No, I didn't see
wrong. Baba Bobby Boo.
So I'm standing back there.
Who Rob? James Brolin. You see James Brolin, the husband?
Yeah. Well, who couldn't? I mean, you know, there he was. Ta-da!
Oh, he was with her?
Ta-da! Yeah.
Mwah! Mwah! You look, this is
beautiful.
God, think how boring that is for him. He's got to go to every show.
Sure, he's like the Frank Gifford of that relationship.
Oh, boy.
So, we're sneaking back. We're not sneaking back, but we're walking backstage, and everybody's very excited.
How big a crowd would you estimate was backstage to meet her?
Okay, they had people in different areas.
Yeah.
You were cordoned off by... the color of the sticker or the color of the little dot that they
right.
gave you to put on your lapel.
Mm-hmm.
always color with you.
So I figured out right away that I was in one of the lower color groups.
Okay.
Since my group leader, I'll call her, had a different color than I did.
Oh.
And I was told of they said very influential and famous people will be meeting her. Then they came out and I was in a group of 20 people. We were in a classroom is the best way to describe it.
Okay.
Backstage. I don't know if it's like a training room for the
probably
hockey
a press
team.
Room. Probably press a press room for the hockey
like
team.
Okay.
And a basketball team.
So we're all sitting around a big like high school table and a guy comes in and says, okay, great news. You know, you're gonna get to meet Barbara. We request no photos. Let's see. Let's try to keep the conversation to a minimum. Barbara's going to work her way through now. Come on in. Follow me. Let's go. Let's go.
So, God, well orchestrated.
So
right?
Like cattle. Here we go.
I know how much you love that.
And I'm back there. You know, I'm with one other guy from the group that I know. The other people have made it either to the higher group or it was either... You went all the way to where I guess you're going to actually get to kiss her ring,
yeah.
Or where I was,
yeah.
or you just got bounced on your ass and told, have a nice time.
Right? Uh-huh.
So now we're just standing, and he says, what would be a good idea is if we get everybody against this wall, just stand with your backs against the wall.
That is a good idea.
So you've got 20 people standing backstage in a hallway with our backs against the wall, and he's on his walkie-talkie. And looking very important, and you hear, okay, right, starts walking up to people, and starts saying stuff like, okay, now, when Barbara comes through, remember, she's very friendly, wants to meet you, but let's keep the conversation to a minimum.
Right.
If Barbara speaks to you, great, but try to keep the words to the minimum, because we want to keep moving along.
Right.
You know, what they're saying, basically, is don't say anything.
Speak when spoken to.
Yeah, but they're trying to make it.
You're meeting the queen.
So, as it turns out, I am smack dab in the middle. I am person number 10. And don't think that I didn't...
She'll be fresh as a daisy when she gets to you.
Don't think that I didn't think about my position, right?
Right.
Because it was just the way that I looked out, and I thought, you know, I'm looking there, I'm counting the people on either side, like, I'm screwed either way.
You got
right?
Nine in front of you, nine in back of you?
They start on the left, they start on the right.
Either way.
Oh, I'm screwed. Unless she comes right to the middle and starts with me.
Sure.
She starts to the right of me. And it's great because I get to see people doing things where the publicist or whoever it is very politely but tells them, you know, hey, F off, shut up.
Right, stop.
You know, because someone...
Are there certain people that are a little overly excited?
The second person starts to cry.
Uh-huh.
And she stands, she, you know, I can hear her now. She says, don't cry. And says, would you sign my autograph book? And that's when.
Oh, see?
That's
wrong.
That's when the guy.
Crocodile tears, yeah. Sign my autograph book.
The guy says, I'm sorry, we got to keep it moving. Thank you. And she's like, thank you very much.
I agree with the publicist.
Yes. So they're working their way down to us. And I'm thinking, well, if nothing else, I'm going to get a look at her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she gets about three people away, and she's got security guards there. I tell you this, she's got Major League Yabba.
Yeah.
She's got,
I think she always did.
She got really big, beautiful knockers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was plenty happy just standing there for like the minute and a half.
And just staring at him.
Just watching her work her way down.
Was she in the, was she in the same outfit she had on stage?
Yeah, she had some kind of a wrap on though over it.
Oh, really?
She had a black low cut thing when she was on stage. So she is one person away from me, and I hear the guy say, he's very type A, and he says, you know, Fred Flanzer, Flanzer Oil and Pork Products, seen you in Vegas, saw you in Funny Girl, love you.
Oh, my God, they have to give, what are they, wouldn't you fill out a card?
No, this guy was just...
He knew the people. He had
was,
it ready.
No, he was hyped up. It was like... She came at him, and he had his.
Oh, this is
out.
The guy talking.
Right. The guy that was next to me.
All right.
And her response was, "Thank you very much. It's nice to meet you."
Mm-hmm.
They get to me. I say, "Hi, how are you? My name is Don." I put out my hand.
Mm-hmm.
She put out her hand, and I said, "Wow, your hand doesn't feel like Elton John's." And it stopped her for a moment. She said. What do you mean? Just like that. What do you mean? And I said, well, one time I had to line up in a hallway to shake Elton John's hand, and his hand was very soft and very clammy, and your hand feels wonderful. She says, it is very wonderful.
Good.
Wow.
You had a little exchange.
Yeah.
And then did she kiss you then?
No. And then I said, Mama!
you latched onto her right one?
Just like Jim Carrey in whatever that movie is. Liar, liar.
Oh, God.
Well, that was it. There was no more to it.
I gave you credit for a little exchange. Now, had you planned it when she said that, or did you react to the actual handshake itself?
No, I didn't know what I was going to say to her.
Right.
You know? And, you know, she smelled good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'll tell you. You know, she didn't want to, I guarantee that I was just another one of the many in one ear, out the other.
Right. I would imagine they've got a few vats of Purell back there, you know, when that's quite a little handshaking.
So then the funniest part was this entire thing takes less than 5 minutes in real time.
The whole line.
That's how fast this thing happens.
Right.
And they say, okay, thanks. See you later. And they whisk her away. Now you're standing back there, and you have some of these people who are going, oh my God. Oh my God. Like Jesus has just come down from the mountain.
Especially the crier who wanted the autograph.
Yeah.
Was it a lady or a man that they cried?
Excuse me. Was a lady.
A lady.
Mm-hmm. Was a lady. They were all just falling apart.
Yeah.
And I was standing there with my friend.
Now, you've met her now, and it is your primary desire to get to your car.
Get the F out. But when I turned to this, my buddy, and I say, hey, listen, I cannot thank you enough. And he says, I hate to be a pain in the ass, but really, I mean, you should really wait and talk to the upper management people.
The one that got you in there.
Right. So, you know, but they're waiting to meet with her. And I said, okay. He said, we can find somewhere to wait. And I said, that would be fine.
Yeah, sure. Meanwhile, the whole time going, oh, what can you say?
No!
Could be on my way home.
I did smell her on my hand.
Yes.
Whatever cream she had on, I smelled on my hand.
And she, you.
You know, what I'm getting between the lines here is just a small level of attraction there. You mentioned the yabos and the hand and the smell. And
I jump on top of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About as tall as me, a little short, like 5'8", 5'9".
Well, she might have been wearing heels.
Big woman. Not that big. Big.
She looks like she's in pretty good shape for her age.
Mike, I saw her for 30 seconds.
All right, come on. That's more than I did. That's more than anybody listening did. What do you think?
Is she in good shape?
Yes, physically good. I mean, like, fat, skinny good shape.
How's she holding up?
Clothing can be deceiving.
Is that the way you would read it after seeing her? You mentioned the boobs.
Yeah, but quite often, you know, when the boobs get big, the ass gets big.
Amen. She didn't check out the caboose?
I did.
After she got, you know, by you?
I did. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
More to love.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm there with this guy, and we are just now, it's just the two of us, killing time. And he's like,
No refreshments backstage or anything like that?
No, we're just in some room waiting for the other people, and he says, man, if only I could get reception on a cell here, I could at least call them and find out what they're doing. Because what we're doing earlier is just sitting in a room. And finally, I said, there's a telephone right there. I said, you're a rich guy. Just pick it up and dial 9.
Go for it.
And he said, well, I would not, you know, I mean, this guy a champion of industry.
Nice.
So I went over and I picked up the phone.
Good for you.
And I pushed 9. I said, hey, I got a dial tone. I said, what's the number? So he calls up and he said, it rings. And he's like, oh, my God, it's ringing. We had been waiting literally 10 minutes what we're going to do because he can't get cell reception. And we're in this part of the arena where you just can't get it.
Right.
So he calls, and the people on the other end of the line say, hey, jackass, where are you? You know, we met her 15 minutes ago. We're ready to get the frig out.
I love scenarios where you have to behave.
This is where,
you know, it's killing you. If you're with us or it's anything, you're like, I'm leaving now.
But
I'm leaving now.
This is where it gets so great. Mm-hmm. Because he's on the phone now with the other people, the older people.
Right.
The nice people that invited me. And he says, okay, I'll be there shortly. She is. He mentions that his wife said, I guess he's getting, you know, his wife saying, where the frig are you? He says, yeah, Well, actually, I'm here with Don. I just told him to wait because I know that you really would want to have him thank you personally. He had such a great time. Okay. Well, I will tell him.
Are you smelling an escape?
I already know.
Oh yeah.
No. It's not an escape on my.
It's not an escape.
No. They're
not going to spring you.
No. Mike, they're going to spring me. Because he's been saying to me, you got to wait and thank these other people.
Right.
I hear when he's on the phone. He says, Don is here. And he goes, There's a lot of yes and no. So right away, I know they're talking about me. And then the guy says, well, I told him to wait because I know that you would want him to thank you personally. And he goes, Well, I understand. And he looks up at me and he goes, well, I will tell him that. Okay. I'll see you in a few minutes. Bye-bye.
Now I'm confused.
Hang up the phone. No. And he says to me, listen, you know, as it turns out, he says, boy, do I have egg on my face. They would love to just take a second and say thanks, but really in such a rush to leave. They're back getting into the car right now. As a matter of fact, they are already leaving. They're back at the loading dock. They're getting into their limousine right now to leave. So I really got to go to catch a ride with them. So, you know, they said, hope you had a great time, and I'll see you later. Bye, pal.
So he gives you the brush off, and you're free.
Not even a kiss, goodnight.
Here's what's funny. It wasn't him giving me the brush off. It was the other people.
Right.
Here's how I know the other conversation went. Mm. Here's how I know the other side went. It was, you know, he picks up and he says, hello, and they say, hey, dumbass, where are you? And he
right.
says, well, I'm waiting with Don for you to get done. And they say, we've been done for 15 minutes.
Right.
And he
got
you. And then they say, are you there with Don?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear him say,
right.
yes. And they say something like, is he the only one with you? Or, you know, or do
whatever.
You think that, you know, he smells like fart or whatever? And he goes, yes. And then he says to the person on the phone, says, I asked him to wait because I know that you would want him to thank you personally. He had such a nice time. And it's obvious at that point that the person says, F no, I don't want to talk to him. We're leaving now. Just tell him thanks and tell him to get the frig out. And that's when he says, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Well, I will tell him that. Now, I know that I know the unfiltered version
right.
of what I'm getting.
Sure. But the long and short of it, it's your cue. You can get the hell out of there.
Yeah, but there was like an extra 35,
right.
40 minutes sitting around with my thumb up my rear.
You had to wait.
Waiting for the...
Because you had to be polite.
For nothing.
Yeah.
It
kills you when I have to be polite.
I love it.
Kills you when I have to be polite.
I love it because I just, you know, I mean, it's just... but it obviously was worth it, right? Was worth getting the suit on and going down there. I mean, the experience was worth it.
I don't want to be Mr. Sour Grape because I had a really good weekend. Rob could give you the best gauge. Rob got, well, I don't know if you called me or I called you.
Oh, you called me, I said, how was it?
Early, it was like 9 a.m. Saturday morning.
I was up around that time. I was thinking about calling you, but I wanted to hear it here.
The first thing he said was, one a effing o'clock. One a flipping o'clock. I said, what? He said, that's what time I got home. One a flipping o'clock. And I said, well, so you had a good
You know,
time.
I look at it kind of this way. I think you took one for the team. I think it was a good story to tell on the air.
I think
it was great. But I know that if it was just you, all things being equal,
yeah.
especially when, well, you know, I've been in those situations.
Yeah.
And when they say, after show,
you know,
yeah, nothing
like
worse.
The whole time, you know. It was good and she was good, but she's no Wayne Newton.
Wayne did a better show?
I'll tell you that, fan.
Well, let me just put it this way. Waiting for Wayne Newton, I think we had a slightly better time.
Yeah.
Well,
we found ways to occupy our time.
We were refreshed.
We were certainly refreshed.
Very refreshed.
I can tell every time I look at that picture, where it looks like I got a dead eye. I swear to God, that is the weirdest picture. That picture of you, me, and Wayne Newton is the weirdest picture I've ever had. I don't know what happened to my face, but it looks like, you know, one of those early strokes.
Did you at least get to, like, take a sneaky way out of the arena, like through a loading dock, or did you have to go out?
I just figured out how to get out. I ended up on some side street somewhere. And the other thing was...
Great part of town.
As I was leaving the building, I know other people who had either met her already or were waiting to meet her, and there was an awful lot of guys who looked like the Wiggles.
Yeah, well... You know, hello, gorgeous.
You know that little...
She is definitely popular in that community.
That little kids group.
Hello, gorgeous.
I mean, there really were guys that I had like...
I met Barbara Streisand today.
Yes, the rape bomb.
These four guys had on turtlenecks.
Right.
That it's the equivalent of guys taking their shirts off at a football game.
Right.
Five guys who spell the word bears. One guy has B on his belly. Next guy has E. They had embroidered in real big letters on the shirt. The first guy had B.
Oh, no.
And the second guy had A. And the third guy had B.
They go all the way to the last name?
No, it was Babs. Fourth guy had S. It was B-A-B-S. And then there was another guy, exclamation point.
Who was the exclamation point?
I don't know.
He's probably the catcher.
Phil McCracken. I don't know what the guy's name was.
He's probably the catcher.
Major Woody. I don't know who he was.
Wow.
But they were just, do you think we will meet her or we have met her? She goes, super. She goes, great.
I bet there were tears there.
Get me out of here. Please, for God's sake.
Well, I'm glad that you rustled up your 5% and went down and saw her.
I missed the ghost whisperer, for God's sakes.
You missed Jennifer Love Hewitt's Hanging Gardens. You saw Barbara's Hanging Gardens.
And frankly, I find socializing to be a very tough experience. I had a lot of socializing this weekend.
There's more?
I think I really shot the wad. I mean, I went to this thing on Friday night. I was there late. Then Saturday, it was a very enjoyable time with Rob and his kids and his family. Mm-hmm. And then I had the girlfriend tell you about this meeting, my sister-in-law.
That was really originally your only plans for the weekend.
And then we decided, of course, we're going to go to the game yesterday, the fabulous Washington Redskins.
What a jam-packed weekend.
Wow. What a game.
How about those Skins?
Can I pick? Really, I can pick. Well, I got to talk about the traffic. I know that people were late getting to the Redskins-Titans game yesterday, and I know why. If you were taking the Maryland way to get to the stadium, Janet and I were on our way. We got to the stadium at 11:15.
Now, when you say Maryland way, what do you mean?
The
American Legion Bridge
from Virginia into Maryland.
That by way of the American Legion Bridge.
Right.
Okay.
So you're not going to Wilson Bridge. You're going to the American Legion Bridge.
Gotcha.
We left way early, and I said to her, it's better to leave early. So, 11:15, there is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 car accident right before Landover Mall.
All right.
Which is about a mile from the stadium.
Perfect.
When we got to the site, no cops were there yet or anything. There were maybe 10 people out in the middle of the beltway. This was in the second lane to the right, running around, screaming at each other, like, look what you did to my car.
Oh, my God.
Look what you did to my car. I said to Janet, I said, you know what? This is the luckiest day of our lives, because I'm telling you right now, these people behind us, they are never getting their asses into this stadium.
Right.
Because
and they're going to have a police report and probably stop everything. And
five car tie-up.
Mm.
Incidentally, not that I was looking, but I was sitting and I couldn't help but noticing everyone appeared to be Hispanic. And you know how that slows the process down. I don't really think that these folks are on their way to the game.
Right.
Maybe they're going to work at the game.
Yeah.
Maybe they're going to go to the church that's right there next to the
stadium. You know, all the people involved. Wow, that's incredible.
Do you think they attend Jesus is the Lord Church?
I don't know. So we get inside, and I say to her, boy, are we lucky to be in here. And as it turns out, there's a lot of people in our section didn't arrive like 1:45,
right,
10 till 2 for a 1 o'clock kickoff. So we're watching this game go back and forth. And as soon as the Titans got the safety, I said, that's it. Let's go.
We're out of here.
And she said, well, what? What do you mean? And I said, no. They lost the game now. It's very hard to come back from the safety.
Pretty easy to predict that with this team.
I said, they've lost the game. I said, and now, besides, they got to kick the ball back to Tennessee. And she's like, well, why on a safety? Why? I said, that's part of the rule. You get the guy in the end zone, you get 2 yards, and you get the
ball. Come in.
So, we're leaving the stadium, and really, I was saying to Janet as we're leaving, sweetie, you must keep up. Really, no dilly-dallying. I'm telling you, I was right on the way here. I'm going to be right about this. It's going to be, the floodgates are going to open. I swear to God,
We got out of the stadium. We got by the Hall of Fame store.
What time was the safety? Safety's what, the third quarter?
Third quarter.
Yeah.
About halfway through the third quarter.
Okay.
Maybe a couple minutes left in the third quarter. By the time we got to the Hall of Fame store, people were pouring out of the stadium like someone had announced fire in a theater.
Okay? It's amazing. It really is.
At that point, I turn around and say to Janet, look, see, look, now, go, run! So we are running like maniacs to get to the car.
It's such a ridiculous experience because you got to do that to get home by midnight.
Right. Running.
It's insane.
Running like asses. Like, she's like, where's the car? And I go, I don't know. Let me do the beep, beep thing. And somewhere we hear like a...
We're a quarter mile away from the car.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, I picked the right time to get in.
Boy, I bet that was a happy bunch of people in traffic leaving that stadium yesterday. I
picked the right time to get out.
I sure did.
Yeah, people were mucho pissed off yesterday.
Oh, how could you not be?
I've seen a lot of chokes. The happiest fans are a Monday night show.
Yeah, a Monday night choke has got to be great.
That's a good bunch of
a Monday night choke, that is the best.
All I know is that if you were stuck in that traffic on your way to FedEx Field yesterday, I saw all five guys. And
well, you're a season ticket holder. If you're ever planning on going to a 1 o'clock game, what is your advice on, if say you live 30 miles from the game, what's the time you should leave?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Okay. 3 hours before the game.
3 hours, wow.
Three hours before the game. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all I know is that we got up to that wreck, and I said, oh, my God, look. Because there were still people driving on the Beltway, still going like 35 miles an hour.
For the people that stay for the entire fourth quarter, that stay to the end of the game, you know, that same distance is going to take you how long to get
there? You have to, if you're going to stay till the fourth quarter,
you might as well stay till.
You have to then go like to one of the lounges and stay for an hour and a half.
Wait.
And watch other games on TV.
Okay.
To wait to get in your car.
And another thing is if you do stay to the fourth quarter, you're always tired from all the booing.
You're killing me, Rob. That is funny.
I've been to a couple games. I know how that is.
Yeah, it's not a real fun experience, and I believe. You know, everybody will come back to Washington and come back to the Redskins in this town. I mean, that is the team that everybody loves in this town. But I've never heard it quite like I'm hearing it now. People are getting a little frustrated.
They're fussy.
It was sweet yesterday. It was sweet. The beginning of the second half was just nonstop booing. And Janet was
boo!
Like, Janet was like, she said, wow, why are you so happy? I said, because people are pissed off at this.
Yeah.
People are pissed off at this.
We're happy about little Danny.
The team sucks. I mean, they started chant, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. I mean, I was screaming run the ball. I don't even give a rat's ass.
And they chanted the backup quarterback's name too, right?
That's right. Todd Collins, Jason Campbell.
Yeah, those chants were going.
All I know is that, Tyson, that made me feel real bad.
Why, Brunel?
I'm very frustrated with the fact that they were chanting run the ball.
Did you pray? Did you pray on it?
I prayed on it. Who needs the backup quarterback? I think we'll have a better game next time. I really do.
I know we got a break, but I'll just tell you, they are hawking a new gizmo there that a guy in the stands had that blew me away. It's a thing that you rent when you get into the stadium, and it picks up all of the games. It's like a little Walkman, and it picks up all of the games that are on DirecTV Sunday ticket.
Ah.
So as you're sitting in your seat,
a little TV. Wow.
You can rent it.
You rent it, and you could watch all of the other games going on at the same time.
It's pretty cool.
So I was saying to this guy who was like,
it's only $48,000 a game.
This guy was like three seats away from me. I was like constantly saying, how's the Rams game going? Because I had guys going in all these games. Right. How's the Saints game going? Uh-huh. How's this game going? What an innovation.
Well, Matt, are you going to do it next time?
Love it.
Might slow you up on your exit. You have to turn it back in.
Well, remember, they used to have that up in the stadium. They would put the scores up until they covered that with advertising.
And now they can charge for that information.
Yeah, so now there's no way to get the scores. But what a cool rich guy trick that thing is, though. I mean, to be able to watch satellite TV while you're at the game.
That's pretty incredible.
Oh, fantastic.
Pretty cool.
At one point, he just turns to me and he says,
do you want some of the better games?
He's about four people away from me, and he says, hey, buddy, Rams scored. And I'm like, was it Torrey Holt? And he's like, I don't know, man. I said, turn the game on! Meanwhile, there's another game.
You need that channel that has the NFL snap.
So
you can find out how the players are doing.
The Game Mix.
The Game Mix.
The Game Mix.
Well, no, there's Snap, isn't it? That has just the stats. Just the little stats of how the players are doing.
Yeah, there is, but that's slow to move.
Yeah, it doesn't move quick enough.
You know, if you really are ADD and you have DirecTV and you watch that thing where they've got 8 games on,
right,
and very little screens,
right, the next big
split, it really will drive you nuts.
Really? It's almost hard to see.
Oh,
it really is.
I don't know if anybody's experienced this. On Saturday night, I saw on ESPN2, the high def ESPN2, some football game. It was Florida, the Florida football game. They were running it really for the entire broadcast. It looked like the beginning of the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Now, in the middle square, you had the main game camera.
Okay.
In the upper left, the camera was totally focused on the coach of Florida. In the middle, it would be focused on the quarterback of Florida. I mean, even when they don't have the ball.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Just staying there on one shot?
Yes.
Like the movie Woodstock. All the split-screen stuff going on.
I think what you were seeing were the shots that were available to the director.
Right.
But
like it could have been a mistake?
No.
No.
This is something that they offered up on purpose.
Oh, okay.
Where they said, you know, hey, how would you like to watch the Florida game? And if you want, watch the coach of Florida the entire game.
Oh, that's fantastic. You can always get like a nose pick.
With a camera on this guy the whole time.
See him digging for gold.
I'm watching this, and even I'm getting a headache. I like TV, and it's like too much going on.
I would settle for just a close-up of Bill Parcells during the entire game. Just to see if the finger
Not even the game? No, not the game.
No, you see the game like down on a small screen. But you see, the larger part of the screen is just a tight shot of his head.
You always get a nose pick during a game, or you always get this after a guy does something good. They go to him on the shot of him on the sidelines where he does that farmer's nod thing. Where he's putting one finger over his nostrils, just blowing snot everywhere.
But you know something? I think football players are better at it. Baseball players pick a lot more.
They have a helmet.
They pick. I mean, Terry Francona, you know, the Boston Red Sox manager, he picks, spits, you know, vomits, everything.
Can't pick through a face guard.
Right.
We oh my God, we do have to break.
We have to break for a while.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
So you're a good producer.
It's only 4:10.
Well, he was signaling you. Did you see him signal you? He was signaling you. I'll do my impression of Rob signaling you.
Okay. Mike is weekly.
You are a cunning mimic.
And this is a nonverbal. I was looking for
it.
Mike is very weakly holding up a little digital clock.
Weakly might be too much. Feebly might be the word.
Feebly would be better.
All right, we'll be back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, cut the jibba jabba.
Right.
At this big party.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Is this Wednesday night, 2 nights from tonight?
Get ready for some hot fun this Wednesday. The Don and Mike Reno Style Show returns to Hooters of Rockville, 1471 Rockville Pike. Come enjoy the scenery as you feast your eyes on the tempting, youthful, voluptuous figure of the entire Don and Mike crew. Delicious Don, mouth-watering Mike, audacious Bud, red-hot Rob, and John and Joe, your joy boy. The fun starts at 8 p.m. So come out and revel in their sexiness. Oh, yeah, and the Hooters girls are pretty, too. Don and Mike at Hooters of Rockville. We'll see you there, baby. Buzz Burbank is certified clean. Medical documentation on file. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey. You know what? Hold on a second, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Something just don't feel right about this. That's good rejoiner music.
That is, yeah, I was hoping.
Hold on a moment. Something a little more timely.
The Don and Mike Show.
Adios, amigo.
The days and ways and nights.
Freddie Fender.
The late gray.
I have left for you behind.
I guess God needed a two-hit wonder.
For you don't belong to me. Your heart belongs.
Oh, man, I love Freddie Fender.
To someone else.
Someone
at the end. All right, tribute.
Good-looking guy.
Tribute over.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Now.
Now we're talking.
Beyond AM, beyond FM, there's BM with Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
Cut the cake.
This is the music that plays every morning when I get up in the morning.
Cut the cheese.
In my head.
Yeah.
When I'm cooking my eggs.
No crap.
Party Wednesday at Hooters of Rockville.
Yay!
We're going to be playing some of our reindeer games out there.
Good.
Some of our nasty word games.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so we'll have lots of nasty language.
Right.
The vulgar language, the beautiful Hooters girls, and some of our gear from our website will be there as well.
Oh, goody.
Cool. We will be giving away soon-to-be out-of-stock items. So make sure you're there. It's a big party that we're having. Don't cost nothing to get in.
Everything must go.
Yes. Everything. Everything that we're going to be giving away, we don't push like we used to the store on our website. And we don't do it because we do plenty of business. We are more than grateful that people order the crap that we have up there on the website.
Right.
Okay, we really are. But every once in a while, there is, let's say, you know what a big seller is? Like, we sell a lot of those 20th anniversary t-shirts.
Right.
Sometimes, we'll get them from the people that make them, and the transfer will be, like, off by 6 inches.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Anyway, we've got about, we've got about 50 of those. So we're going to be bringing them down and giving them away at our Reno style show.
All right.
Factory seconds. Yeah.
Good.
Mistakes.
Some mistakes. Their mistake is going to be your windfall.
There you go. Because,
so enjoy yourself.
Because we still got the shirts.
That's a good thing.
Anyway, and games and fun and the stories and regalia.
Very
and,
good.
And of course, Buzz, who, as we have to say always.
Required. Are we going to have the Buzz Burbank kissing booth set up?
We are. And I think maybe even the petting booth.
Oh, very good. Very exciting.
Oh, or as he likes to call it, his petting zoo.
Buzz's petting zoo.
Come pet his turtle.
The booth seems too private.
So what you want to do is, when you come to Buzz's petting zoo, when you come to our show Wednesday night, you want to see if you can get the turtle to stick his head out of the shell.
That's the whole idea. Just ask him to see the turtle, and, the rest is up to you.
Fear the turtle.
I mean, really, that's the thing. It's kind of an interactive game that Buzz plays.
Rub that turtle shell. Mm-hmm. Wednesday night, Hooters of Rockville. Don't cost nothing to get in. Come on out. We're celebrating the fact that we still suck in the ratings.
Yay.
And that we want you to listen harder. So thank you for all your support, and we will see you on Wednesday night. Also this week on the show, the one boob, bigger bonanza. Babes, we'll be talking about this shortly.
Yay! I can't wait for the one boob, bigger bonanza.
The one boob, bigger bonanza.
Who doesn't have one bigger than the other? Ours are all disproportionate.
The weekend, for me, as I was telling you, was just really true social.
A lot of people. Sounds like you did jam an awful lot of weekend into one week.
There was the thing on Saturday night, or Friday night, the Barbara Streisand thing. Right. That everything was enjoyable, but it was just all back to back to back to back to back. Went over to Rob's house, saw Rob and his kids.
Right.
You'd be surprised with a Nazi like Rob, what beautiful kids he has.
He does.
They really are great kids. And got done visiting over there, dropping off a couple of late birthday presents to Robert, and went back home, and right away had not a fight. I wouldn't categorize it as a fight with Janet. But our first moment of, okay, this is really the way we really are. And I like that. And it was on her part, not on my part. We were going to go out. We did go out on dinner, out to dinner Saturday night with my sister-in-law, Robin, Frida's sister, and her husband, Bill. It was recently Bill's birthday. Now, this is awkward but good, because Frida's family really is my family.
Right.
And I don't need approval from anybody, on what I'm going to do with my life. But when it comes to someone who is my girlfriend now, well, I certainly want my son to be comfortable with her, and I want my son to know her and like her, and it's important to me that Frida's family, because they're my family, that they know her as well. I mean, she's going to be around for some of the holiday season with everybody, and we're going to be going away with Bart this winter. So, anyway,
Just so you gave her the contract through the first of the year, the contract?
It's a handshake agreement.
Oh, good. Okay.
Very don't
good.
Need to put anything in writing just yet.
All right. That's good. That's
so,
good.
Anyway, I left Rob's house and she had been short with me earlier in the morning because she had a million things going on.
Very busy.
You know, as I mentioned, she's in between jobs and it made it much more, crappy than it was. Not that she got canned, and I can't speak about it. There are some companies, I know it's this way at CBS. If you get to a certain level, like in sales,
right.
They say, congratulations. Here's how we are going to reward you.
Right.
We're taking away half your accounts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And giving them to other people. Now, go out and make the same amount of money. But
start all over again.
But do it all over. Because, darn it, you're that good.
That's right.
You know, that's pretty much what happened to her. So she's mulling all of these other job opportunities that she has. And she was up late and she was overtired. And on Saturday, I was talking to her before I went to Rob's house and on the telephone. And I said, so what do you got going on? And she was telling me. And then she said, oh, my God, the water just started coming over out of my toilet. And I don't even know tonight. What am I supposed to wear tonight? And I said, wear whatever you want. I said, she said, what are you going to wear? I said, I'm going to wear jeans, hard shoes, a blue shirt, and some type of sport coat.
Now, when you wear the hard shoes with the jeans, you wear them with the ones with the buckle.
That's right.
The big, shiny brass buckle.
My big Dutch boy shoe.
Yeah. It can be a silver buckle or a brass buckle, but they're usually both black.
And I roll up my slacks, so they're really neat. They're like knee length.
And you also have a rope belt. It's quite a lot.
Right.
Occasionally. Not after Labor Day.
And I wore my Davy Crockett hat.
There you go.
I'm looking good. And my rope tie.
Very, very exciting.
Anywho.
It's either that or a baby blue tuxedo.
Here's what... We finally are having like regular boyfriend, girlfriend. Let's drop this facade of being polite with each other thing.
Right.
She said, I've got water spurting out everywhere, blah, 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 blah. What are you going to wear? And I said to her, I told her what I was going to wear to dinner. And she said, well, great. I'm glad we had this conversation. And I said, what do you mean? And she said, I guess the black dress is out. And I said, what? And she said, listen, I got more stuff going on here. I really cannot deal with you right now. Goodbye. I was like, oh, deja vu. I've been through these types of phone calls before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I wait a couple of hours. I'm over at Rob's house. I call up. I'm like, hello. how are things going? And she said, she's a funny woman. She said, I'm sorry I was incredibly rude to you. But then she told me why she was incredibly rude to me.
Right.
You know, I mean,
well, that's what
not why. It was like, it was my fault, you know. She said, you know, I'm sorry I was so rude. But I have asked you about this a million times. I said, it's dinner. It's dinner. Wear anything you want. We were going to a place that is definitely not chic.
Okay. All right.
You could wear jeans there, you could wear a dress, you could wear...
And you can get all the breadsticks you want.
All right, Mike, give it away.
I'm sorry. Oh, I slipped.
Give it away.
Jesus, I slipped.
Now where will
he
go?
I'm sorry.
When you're there, you're family.
There you go. And then, but, you know, you can dress up if you go there.
I do.
You can make it what you want.
Nice guys, roll a sweater.
So she came over to the house late on Saturday afternoon and actually had, just for about 5 minutes, like almost a little... mini meltdown, breakdown in front of me.
Well, I would imagine she's probably a little uptight about the evening.
She's stressed out about which job she's going to take, and she was going to meet Robin, and she said to me at some point, she said, it's just sometimes when I'm not with you, I miss you so much, I need to see you. And I said, oh, that's good, but it's like, I said, that makes me a little a little uptight. She's like, well, what frightens you about? I said, listen, I'm fond of you as well, but I mean, please, I said, don't make it like I'm your oxygen.
Yeah,
you know, and
that sounds like a line out of a movie. Dodge Geronimo stars and Forget Paris.
It's a good line, though.
Don't make it like I'm your oxygen.
I mean,
that sounds like it should have subtitles with it there.
It's not made up. This is absolutely true.
Very important.
and she got it right away. She got it right away. She,
I am your oxygen. You are my carbon monoxide.
You know, she came right back and she said, oh, she said, so... she,
monoxide.
So she said,
thank you.
I'm very fond of you, too. Is that a bad thing?
Right.
You know, and she was, you know, giving it back to me. I said, no, it's not a bad thing at all.
You are my oxygen. I am your methane.
Thank you.
So, so then we talked, and then she had like 5 minutes. We just...
Right.
And it got it all out of her system.
Tough time for her with all the transitions.
Yeah, and she was uptight about this, even though she had met Robin before. We went to dinner, and we had just a great time. Ace's time.
Good.
My sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, both really liked her a lot. You know, she liked them. Very, very nice night. Then the next day, what is it, Sunday? Sunday morning. I don't know what it is, if it's... me not being able to sleep, and I don't know what it is, really, or if I'm just not used to having somebody spend the night, but on Saturday evening, after we had been out to dinner, and I had done all the stuff the night before at Barbra Streisand, and been to Rob's house, you would think that I would sleep like a friggin' rock.
Oh, yeah, to be tired.
Went to bed at about 11 o'clock.
Right.
Woke up at 4 a.m.
Ouch.
Sunday morning. God. Woke up. Now, the first thing I didn't want to do is wake up Jen.
You
right?
can always call me when that happens.
You're just coming home, right?
No, actually, Saturday night you would have... Saturday night was my recovery evening, so it was I was actually in bed by 5:30.
Well, I'm up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, I have that happen a lot.
And...
it sucks.
What, you know, and
are you... when you get... I never asked you this. When you get up, are you up? Is it very hard for you, you're awakened, to really get back to sleep quickly?
I can get up and go take a leak and go back to bed.
If you do it quickly.
Yeah, but if I start thinking about stuff...
you linger?
Like, here's the first thing I thought. I thought, oh, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, we got to leave for the game in 6 hours anyway.
You're done, right? You're done.
Right. So at that point, it's like, I'm awake, and I'm trying so hard to be careful, and...
not make any noise.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I'm walking around like on just on eggshells. It's like... I got everything done, every perfect. I don't even flush the toilet.
Yeah, like, I know there. I've been there.
So good, and it's like 4:15, and I'm just making my way out of the bedroom. And all of a sudden she says, "Hey, where are you going?"
Oh, she's a light sleeper. Yeah.
And I say, "Whoa, go back to sleep. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep." She said, "No. If you're up, I'll get up." I said, "Janet, it is 4 o'clock in the morning." I said, really, don't live my vampire hours, please. No, I want to get up. Let's go seize the day.
Wow.
Let's read the newspaper. Let's have coffee, whatever.
I'll ask this question.
What time do you think she crashed?
What time?
I was
going to ask, at that time, when you wake up at that hour, it is kind of alone time. It's kind of solitude time. And I actually don't mind.
I love that.
I don't mind doing my own, like going to the internet and hanging out and maybe getting the paper early and doing that, that's what I dig.
She's very good about not like wanting to sit in the same chair with me.
So she did get up with you?
Yeah, she got up.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, she got up and, I said to her repeatedly during the day, I said, you know, you were run down over the weekend.
Right.
You know, I know because I was run down. Mm-hmm. You're going to crash at some point. She's like, I am fine. You are wrong. You don't know me. I am fine. Right. I am fine.
It'll hit you. But it might not hit you in the morning. It might not hit you around lunchtime. It's going to hit you when you get up that early.
Right. As soon as we got home from the game, it was like, she's like, I'm just going to sit down here for a second and watch the Steelers game. And then it was just snore central.
Pow.
You know. And I'm over there, like at 10 to 6. I'm waking her up like, hello? She's like, oh, hi. Meanwhile, just looks absolutely like all she wants to do is just sleep.
Sure. Right?
Is just sleep. So I said to her, I'm laughing at something she said to me.
What did you say to her?
I said to her, and I meant this, I said, you know, you got a big day tomorrow. She had to, like, be in an appointment at 7 a.m. I said, you should just go home right now and just chill out and get your own jammies and get your, you know, mac and cheese or whatever comfort food you want and just be with your dog and just go to sleep and have a good day tomorrow. And she said, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being understanding. You got her stuff together. And we're getting her and her dog on the car. We're standing outside and she said, oh, you should see the joy in your eyes. And I said, what do you mean?
Yeah.
She said, you have the look that says I'm getting my house back earlier than I thought I would. And it was like at that moment, it was like, well, busted. I said, I must be happy about something else.
You were probably a little wiped out yourself, right? You wanted to chill out a little bit, watch your games, and just veg out?
Don't do much, people. But,
I mean, Sunday is the time. I mean, I don't think you're unusual. Everybody has that time on Sunday when they want to just crap out.
Right. A nap would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, yeah, she took a nap. I was fine. You know, that's just the way I am. And Jesus H. Christ. You know, for the longest time, I thought it was Frida. Then for a while, I thought it was, well, if I have a couple of drinks before I go to bed. And I thought it was, well, if I have a cigar before I go to bed. I really don't know what it is. Maybe I am one of those people that only needs like 5 hours of sleep a night.
The idea that you have worked as I have for as many years doing morning shows, that also plays into it also.
You never get over that?
Because you know, I don't think you ever get over that. I mean, do you? I think you, I mean, I don't know about you guys. Do you guys need alarms like if you have to get up at a certain hour? I don't.
No, sir.
No. You know, you tell me to get up at 5 o'clock, I'm going to get up at 5 o'clock.
No. All I know is that I would absolutely, I wouldn't give one of my nuts. You know,
okay.
I'd give some skin from down there to be able to sleep by until 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. Like to get a full 8-9 hours?
I wish I could sleep later. I can't.
Can't imagine it. And I'm such a pussy. I go to sleep like last night.
Well, you have a cocktail or two in the evening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about having 7 or 8? You have 7 or 8. You can knock out 10 hours.
Next
if you
time
want.
You get up at 4, have a little drink.
I've tried it the other way.
You know, seriously, I joke about that. I can close down the restaurant. I can walk in, and closing time, you know, when everything gets put away, and I'm talking to managers, and it's the wee hours, and I can walk in at 3 o'clock in the morning. I will still get up at 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning.
Wow! But you know,
because it's just that you get conditioned to that.
But this morning,
also we're getting old.
I did not. Last night before I went to bed, I was so overtired. Didn't drink. Didn't have a cigar. Nothing. Was in bed. 10 o'clock. Took no pills, no Lunestan, no nothing. 2 a.m., I'm wide awake like it's nobody's business.
You had your 4 hours.
So I think, Christ, today's a work day. I went and took a Lunesta. Let me just say, you need to get your money back on that product, Jack.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't knock you out?
I slept on and off, like, for about an hour and a half.
You were already rested.
And I looked at the clock, and it was like 3:45 a.m., and I'm like, hello?
You didn't have a Great Pyrenees puppy dog in your bedroom doing the untrimmed nail dance at 3:40, did you?
No, I did not.
Buzz, are you familiar with that dance?
I heard the click.
The hardwood floor dance at 3:40, where he's too uncoordinated to get up, and he's doing this thing where he spins out, and I was just like, Poppy,
Jesus!
And so I was actually in my backyard this morning at 3:40, walking the dog, and he didn't poop.
You know, here I was, stupid me at 2 a.m. thinking, I should not take a Lunesta now, because I will probably sleep until 7 or 8 or 9 in the morning. But I thought, oh, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, not a bad thing.
So I take it, what happens? It's like 90 minutes later, and it's like, hello? Yeah. I'm awake in here.
Well, don't you have like 30 different, aren't they? Isn't that all I see on TV is these drug companies hawking new products. Don't you have to find the right one for you?
That would normally work for me.
Yeah, I guess something might work for you.
That's it. You were arrested.
That's something I carry with me at all times, though.
What, Xanax?
Yes. Well, I don't take them very often. I take maybe one every couple of weeks, and when I do, you know, I sleep like an absolute baby.
Please.
I really do.
It's like an M&M to me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it really? Okay. I didn't know. Oh, that's right. You've taken them before.
Get out of here.
You've taken them before.
This is a lifetime subscriber, Mike, for goodness sake.
Well, I sure like them when I take them.
Jesus Christ.
I sure like them.
Sleepy candy.
You know, you take 7, 8, 9 of them a day. You build up a tolerance.
That's right.
Right.
You do, well, you do, really, don't you? I mean, if you eat a lot of them. Now, Rob, that was a good one right there.
Pretty clear.
That was very assertive. Did you see him signal you about the time?
No, I thought he was giving me a thumbs up that was funny.
No, he was going,
we have to break.
The other.
We have to break now.
Did you say anything?
I did not. I didn't want to get in.
What if he really did? What if he really did, like, whenever it was time and he really thought we had time to break? He did his bellow?
It would probably help, to be honest with you.
Try it, Rob.
5 minutes!
No, that's your other thing you
so
do. If we really had to
break. We got 5 more minutes?
No.
We should have broke 5 minutes ago. Break now.
Oh, no, you know you can do better than
oh,
that.
Oh, you really want it?
All right, hey, all right, here you go. All right, I'm going to give you your motivation. Are you ready? Is your acting motivation
yeah,
here?
Ready.
All right. Carrie is in another room, and you've called her 3 times, and she can't hear you. You need to get her attention. Use that voice, okay?
Okay. I will outline the times for the rest of the show.
Okay.
That's your job.
That's gonna be the 5 o'clock whistle.
That's my job.
I know you can. We'll be right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news. Jacksonville, Florida. Chuck enjoys marijuana. So he decided to accept Paul Harvey's suggestion. He gave up. He went to the phone. He called me. He ordered a bong. Bong, that's a pipe used to smoke marijuana. I want you to hear this carefully because you're thinking about a Valentine's Day present for somebody you love very much. Quote, my marijuana bong arrived Saturday, and after I opened the box, I was in shock. My eyes were locked open wide. My whole house was now a concert hall. Quote, I'm listening to all of my old CDs again because I have never really heard them before. Quote, with heat eating your ears, you're gouging out and tearing loose and pulling apart, gulping air and tasting black. Your windpipe is closing and you've lost track of which way is out. There's a searing ember down your neck. Somebody's singed a kitten. Now, for that Valentine's Day gift, it's not too early for you to choose a bong. If you're anything but happy with it, I'll buy it back. To locate your nearest dealer, telephone 1-800-BONG.
The Don and Mike Show.
That was a laugh.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
Victims of laxative abuse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you went to the movies this weekend.
I was surprised at that movie that I liked so bad and that you were less than thrilled about.
Right.
But still has been getting great reviews.
Yes.
The Jack Nicholson movie. Not number one this weekend.
No.
It was The Grudge 2, with, what's her name, with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, right?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Right there, right? So anyway, I don't know. Hey.
Yeah, I don't mind telling you, I'm burning up.
I'm burning up. Are there Jews at your table?
There's Jews at my table. What the hell's going on with the American people? I went to see a movie made by Japs. What's it called? The Grudge, Grunge, Grange,
Grudge
2?
The Grudge 2.
The sequel, they're not going to see me teaming with Marty Scorsese, the greatest director of all time. I don't understand what the deal is.
I like the movie.
I'm pissed off at you and all the other people that went to see it once and didn't go see it twice.
No.
Whatever kept me out of the box office catbird seat in week number 2.
Hey, listen, if you've got a bone to pick with anyone...
Can I share something with you, though? Yeah. I might be angry about that,
yeah,
but I've got to tell you.
What?
That Paul Harvey thing's the funniest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my life, man. Or heard, I guess I should say. Heard. Woo! New and improved Joker products! How are you?
Hey, there's Jews at your table.
There's Jews at my table. You love that line.
Yeah, we do.
That's from As Good As It Gets. A lovely actress named Miss Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
Lovely girl. Lovely, great lady. Wonderful lady. Never had the opportunity.
You know who didn't like your movie?
Lots of weeks of shooting. Who's that?
Mike O'Mara.
Well, he's a pussy. What's the matter? Doesn't he like the good rock'em sock'em action thriller?
He said that the end didn't make... he didn't believe the movie.
I got a message for Mike O'Mara.
What's that,
you
Jack?
You tell that candy ass that he doesn't know cinema from cinnamon, okay? He's a dingleberry is what he is. I don't have any time for that. the departed will win Jack another gold statue.
Oh, good.
And I'm not talking about the Gigi either, the Golden Globe. I'm talking about the Oscar. The little nude man, little slender fella, is going to go on my mantle once again. I hear he likes Rudy and the Bodyguard. What will he have to say about that?
Mike O'Mara, yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, he cries when he sees the movie Rudy.
Well, I'll give him five easy pieces. One, two, three, four, five, right in the jaw. That's the way I feel about that.
In that movie that you got that I
where is
so
that
bad.
Fat candy ass anyway? Is he in the bathroom again?
I think he is.
Come back here. Do an improved movie.
In that movie I like so bad.
Do you have any cheese?
So many people get killed at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
It makes it the movie of the year.
Did you like it?
I liked it when everybody
got wasted, including yours truly. Hope I'm not giving away any of your detailed plot prompts.
That was the only moment of the movie, if you could take a little constructive criticism.
How's that?
When you die...
Excuse me a second. You giving me... The dean,
the stuff,
Mr. Hollywood,
the stuff you do
the
with
the grand man of all time. You're giving me crap. You're giving me constructive criticism.
I love you.
Ever been, son? Have you ever been in front of a microphone or camera with lots of people, hot lights bearing down upon you, everybody looking at you? I live every day in front of the camera with people that are trying to kill me.
You're just doing dialogue now from that dumb movie you walked through with what's his name, Tom Cruise.
Can I be honest, with the amount of marijuana I've ingested over my long and illustrious career, I think that basically I'm getting them all muddled together. All the lines and reality just sort of skew, you know what I mean? Chinatown!
What about that one just pops
into my brain.
What was that one with Diane Keaton where she's the older lady and you're going out with her daughter for a while?
Nurse Ratched, we just want to see the World Series. That's Cuckoo's Nest!
Right.
Cuckoo's Nest! Ooh!
How you doing?
You okay, John?
Man, I did a blunt in the car on the way over here. No, but you're talking about... constructive criticism. Son, I've made more films in my career than you've changed underwear.
I think when you do that...
That's underwear problem! That's just a little Jack joke. I'm loaded with Jack jokes. You never know when I'll spring one on you. If I don't spring a Jack joke on you, I might actually pull out my golf club and wail on your car! Boo! Scary Jack.
Are you mad?
Easy Rider.
Are you mad?
Title's just flowing into my brain right now.
Are you mad at the people of America for seeing this other crappy movie instead of yours?
I'm damn mad. I like to be numero uno. I don't like to team up with all these junior actors, you know, with all their accolades, like little Matty Damon, Lenny DiCaprio, the other fella, little Alecky Baldwin.
Hey, how about that movie with Diane Keaton that I can't remember the name of, but it's one where you show your ass.
Here's Johnny!
You're in the hospital gown.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. That one is... What's it called? I don't know. Nobody knows the title. Nobody knows the title! And that's the gag. Anyway, I'm real happy that you're going to give me your constructive criticism, so
okay,
I'll stand by right now.
Okay,
you tell me. Is it about my death scene?
Yes.
That wasn't Jackie. That was Marty. That was Marty Scorsese, who said, Jack, I really want you to overdo it. I said, Marty, when you die, you die. What do you want me to do? He said, I want you to lean back, cock your head back, spit blood, bulge your eyes out.
Huh?
Scare them all to death. I said, Marty, you're not right. I was right, wasn't I? Did you think
right.
I overdid it?
Yeah, I did.
Too over the top, too cartoon-like, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell the guinea director that. Don't tell Jack, for God's sake. I'm a guy that does take direction. I'm an actor. I don't like to be on the other side of the camera, like Clint Eastwood, you know? You know why they go to the other side of the camera? You want to know, Pally?
Why, Jack?
They go because they lose their edge in front of the camera. That's the whole thing. I can still hack it. You give me the right bag of stuff, and I can act with the best of all those little pit squeaks, all those little breastfeeding dinks. I can handle them.
What do you think about a guy like, I know, who's that guy? Kevin Costner. He's got to do a movie with Ashton Kutcher.
Would you like a piece of advice from me?
Yeah, sure.
Never. And I mean never. ever stare at Marty Scorsese's eyebrows when you're doing mushrooms. You'll go far away. Way far away. He's got eyebrows that just have their own personality. They look like a couple of caterpillars, man.
You did a movie with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Would you ever do a movie with a...
Anger Management.
Would you ever do a movie with a turd like Ashton Kutcher?
Not a
like,
chance.
Like
I learned
Kevin
my,
Costner?
I learned my lesson with Sandler. Sandler had no appreciable talent, but he was the flavor du jour. You know, he was the soup everybody wanted to try. He was the sandwich everybody wanted a bite of. He was the new ice cream parlor where everybody just had to pop in for a scoop. What did I do? I decided to do a movie with him. What happened? It went down the tubes, all the way down the tubes.
But Anger Management made a lot of money. It was a big, big hit movie.
Right now I'm developing a new project with Rob Schneider. I'm going to play the father of that dog that he is. Remember when he's a dog and he turns into a canine?
Yeah.
Well, they paid me a lot of money, and I sure do like my courts. I'd see.
Yeah.
At the Laker game! Watch out.
What would you say to those who didn't go to see your movie?
I heard you guys talking about prescription medication before.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite all-time subjects.
I got to get something stronger to knock me out so I can sleep, Jackson.
You wouldn't have any crushed Ativan, would you? That I could just powder under my tongue, send me off to La La Land. I got a long flight back.
No, I don't have any crushed Ativan.
Boo! Halloween time. Jack's going to lean up over and go, boo! Scared you, didn't I? I think your producer's indicating it's time to go to commercial.
Yeah, we got
to
go. Adios, Jack.
There's Jew as your producer. So long, Halloween.
Number two.
The hell is he on? Seriously, he's an old man. What's he on?
Shrooms. Gotta break. And Rob said break.
Wow.
Be right back.
Number four, Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Mother is trying to catch on, and God bless her, but every time I get an email from them, the first three are always blank. They're like, you got mail. I click on it. Like, no, I don't. I just sit there and wait, and another one comes in. You got mail. Not yet. As I get tired of waiting, so I just call her. I'm like, hey, Mom, what's going on? I was just emailing you. I know. I just figured I'd give you a call and speed it up a little bit, you know. And she's like, oh, your cousin had a baby, and I was going to send you a picture. But, oh, an attachment. Wow. Why don't you just ship the baby to me? Why don't you just do that? I'll be faster.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
You know as well as I do that you will be drunk tonight.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
You can suck this.
Here's Don and Mara to talk for you.
Here we go, our next Reno-style show, two nights from now.
Yeah, baby!
Wednesday night, October 18th, we're going to be at Hooters of Rockville with our crazy, kooky crew, including we've met up with Tom.
Yeah, Tom is on probation now.
Like that's going to...
He's mentally retarded.
He's no longer on hiatus.
That's going to bring in people by the fives. We'll see you on Wednesday night for our big free show.
Good.
Reno-style show, Hooters of Rockville. It's our way, really, of saying thanks. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you very hard for listening to the show. Tomorrow we will have in-depth discussion about the One Boob Bigger Bonanza. The contest we will do this week. And we do need volunteers. This will be an in-studio contest.
Very good.
Ladies, if one of your boobs is bigger than the other, stand by for big dollars in action.
The biggest disparity between the boobs is the biggest winner.
Correct. Oh, and about boobs.
Yes.
On our website today, DonandMikeWebsite.com, if you go to today's steaming log, you're going to see Julia Roberts, titled this Molly Russell's Wart. Mike?
Buck melanoma.
Now, you know, I'm not a fan of Julia Roberts.
And I am.
And I think she's got a big horse mouth.
Right.
And the picture is of her with a big, gigantic horse mouth smile. But I urge you seriously. At first I thought it was a nip slip.
Right.
It's not. Check out the wart on her left, or is it right breast?
Wow.
On her right breast.
Oh, my goodness.
Check out the wart.
Oh, my God.
Now, Buzz, if you could turn around your computer screen.
That is
screen.
Not... Almost looks like a tattoo.
Mike, take a look at it.
Man, it almost looks like she's, you know.
Mike, take a look at to your left. Look at it there.
Jesus.
Now, is
looks like maybe she had like a little piece of cinnamon gum that she dropped down there.
Looks like it. Is that gigantic?
That is rather mad. That doesn't look healthy.
That
ought to be removed.
That's a big mole or a wart or something that she's got right on her boob.
That would be, even on like a pretty movie star, would be very hard to ignore.
A little star.
You're down there and
say, "Suit and prove, go get Prada!"
Right, there she is.
I'm Hito Horgoth.
Fuck melanoma. Molly Russell's wart.
Talking to Julia Roberts.
Not her wart. Not her wart. I'm the wart. She's my tumor. My growth. My pimple. I'm Uncle Wart.
Right.
Just old Buck Wart Russell. That's what they call me. Or melanoma head. They'll call me that. Melanoma head's coming. Uncle. Maisie Russell's uncle. I'm her uncle.
Anyway,
that is great.
You go to our website today,
right.
You'll find those pictures under today's steaming log.
Julia Horgoth.
Now, let me see. Oh, there's another picture on the website as well. I might as well show that to you now, Mike. And this is not a celebrity. Please identify, though, the celebrity that you think that man most resembles.
Well,
I'm going to be very broad when I say celebrity.
Yeah. Noted figure.
Most famous person you think that guy looks like.
That is so hard. It's just geese covered. Well, Santa Claus.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, Mike.
He's kind of a demented, you know, Bruce Dern Santa Claus, you know.
Well, it's a mugshot, Mike.
Sure you want candy?
His name is John Hopkins. They like the hospital.
Wow. Okay.
And he lives close to Indianapolis.
He's got quite the bushy white beard.
He makes his living year-round posing as Santa Claus.
Okay.
He works at, like, Santa Claus City and some goddamn Santa Claus store.
Is he like Billy Bob?
Mike, no, he's not. He's better than Billy Bob. He was arrested yesterday for having gay sex in a bathroom.
Oh, no.
Oh
Santa. Jesus.
In a public bathroom.
When you're that
Santa. Nobody likes a horny Santa.
They were looking for guys having gay sex in these bathrooms.
I want to be a dentist.
So they set up some sting operation, the cops did, and they caught him.
Santa!
And as they were...
I'm doing the whole Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
As they arrested him, they found flyers in his car.
Oh, no.
That he had been putting on people's windshields.
To be Santa?
Saying, hire me to be your Santa Claus.
Oh, my
Santa
God.
Flyers.
Nice. Santa so it is like a bad Santa.
It is.
You know, and it wasn't in the movie Bad Santa, if I remember. It wasn't with a guy, but it was definitely with a woman that Billy Bob was doing something that you don't approve of.
Yeah,
you remember that in that movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't Mrs. Claus.
All right, well, that picture is on our website.
Nobody likes a Santa in the box.
Now, on to...
So to speak.
This guy, I got a tape of this guy, Steve Lyons. Guy works for Fox Sports.
Psycho. Used to play for the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Was a center fielder.
He got fired for saying something. We have the tape of him.
Well, they called him Psycho when he played because he had a mouth.
Let me see. In 2004, he was suspended when he said that Sean Green of the Mets was not playing during Yom Kippur because, quote, he's not a practicing Jew. He never had a bar mitzvah, which is unfortunate. He never had a bar mitzvah, which is fortunate because he didn't need the money. Okay? Now, let me see.
And they fired him after that?
No. That was a warm-up. Then last month, there was a legally blind fan that was using a magnifying glass to watch the game, a magnifying device. He made fun of that guy on the air.
What did he say?
I don't know. It just says he made fun of him.
Oh, okay.
And then here's a comment that he made and it got him fired just this past Friday during the Detroit-Oakland Championship Series.
Wow, yeah, because, I mean, I was surprised to see he was gone.
He got fired. Here is Steve Lyons.
Who's Oblongs and Espanol there, and I'm still looking for my wallet. I don't understand them, and I don't want to sit close to them now.
Oh, did you hear that nervous laugh there?
Yeah.
Yeah, now.
What, do we have the whole thing, or?
That's what we have now. Let me see. Lou Piniella's in the booth, and Lou Piniella says he expects a player to repeat his performance. Lyons says he expects him to... Piniella says, I expect the guy to repeat his performance. Steve Lyons says, yeah, like finding a wallet on Friday night and looking for one on Sunday and Monday, too. A little while later, Piniella says that an infielder for the A's, who's Hispanic, was En Fuego. And then Lyons says, Lou is oblying some Espanol there. Meanwhile, I'm still looking for my wallet. I don't understand him. I don't even want to sit close to him now. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Me either.
I totally don't get it. But what's...
Lou
Piniella was telling a wallet story.
Here it is. Who's Oblongs and Espanol there, and I'm still looking for my wallet. I don't understand them. And I don't want to sit close to them now.
Fox Sports fired Steve Lyons hours after he made ethnically inappropriate comments.
Is he implying that Lou Piniella is...
It sounds to me like he's talking about Lou Piniella.
Yes, he is. Well, he's directing his comments at
Lou Piniella, not at Hispanics.
I'm telling you, hold on, it says, Piniella said Oakland A's infielder Marco Securto was En Fuego, to which Lyons responded, Lou is oblaing some Espanol there.
Speaking Spanish.
And I'm still looking for my wallet. I don't understand him, and I don't want to sit close to him now. Okay, let me try this from the beginning. Lyons ran afoul of Fox Sports for comments he made during the game after analyst and former manager Lou Piniella said expecting a player to repeat his performance was like finding a wallet on Friday night and looking for one on Sunday and Monday, too. A little while later, Piniella said Marco Securo was En Fuego, to which Lyons said, Lou is oblating some Espanol, and I'm still looking for my wallet.
Well, then, now to hear it in context, it's even more ridiculous that they fired the guy.
I don't understand him and don't want to sit close to him now.
He's talking about Lou Piniella, who was telling the wallet story.
Right.
And so making a joke about Lou Piniella stealing a wallet.
Don't get it. But the guy is, guy's fired.
It sounds to me like they screwed him.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, the comment he made was about the guy in the crowd. He was legally blind, and he had a device on his eyes to help him see. And he commented, said, look at that gadget on that guy's face. He must have a digital camera strapped to his face.
He got us.
Finger guy.
He got us.
He had helpful information.
Finger guy.
There it is. Sneak attack.
Hello. Ray, can you explain this, Ray?
Yeah, what they were talking about was Marco Scudero had a great series against the Twins, and Lou Piniella said expecting Marco Scudero to do that again is like finding a wallet on Friday and then going out looking for one on Saturday and Sunday.
When you heard it, did you think he was talking about the player, or do you think he was talking about Lou Piniella? Because it really sounds like he's making a joke about Lou because Lou made the wallet comment. It doesn't sound like the Hispanic player is even involved in this discussion.
It wasn't even a Hispanic player.
So what is he?
What is the guy?
Okay, it was 4 or 5 minutes later that they were doing the keys to the game. And one of the keys was the A's hitters have to become on fuego. And then...
En fuego, which means hot.
On fire.
Right.
Yeah, and so then... Steve Lyons says, whoa, Lou's oblating a little Espanol there.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm still looking for my wallet. And I don't want to sit next to you anymore.
So there's really no reason to fire the guy.
Why did he fire him?
I didn't think so, unless you infer that because he said, I don't want to sit next to you because you speak Spanish.
And
that's what I think.
Lou Piniella's not Hispanic.
Yeah, actually, I think his heritage is, yes.
I always thought he was Italian.
But he's talking about, he is, the wallet thing is making a direct reference to what Lou Piniella had said about losing and finding wallets.
Right.
It's not saying Hispanic steal wallets.
Hold on. I think Jim Schwartz wants to jump in. Jim?
You're just going to say that the wallet remark by Lyons was directed at both Lou Piniella, I think. I mean, I got the impression it was directed at Lou and all Hispanics, that they will steal your wallets. And because Lou is now
speaking, I don't think so, because Lou had just made a comment about
wallets. Because Lou is now speaking Spanish, I don't want to sit next to him anymore and, hey, as a joke, I can't find my wallet.
I don't, you know, Buzz, if he said it like that, maybe, but I don't get that.
That's the context under which Fox says he was inappropriate and therefore
fired him. I would have seen Fox's, but I heard the comment about the blind guy, and that was just an oversight. I don't think he was being, you know, I think he probably was just unaware that the guy was, you know, wearing that type of thing.
Yeah, he just has a history of making insensitive comments about things he does not know.
Look, fire the guys that make insensitive comments that are, you know, over the top and outrageous.
All right,
don't fire a guy. It's ridiculous.
Hear it again. Oh, I'm sorry. That was just the end of them laughing.
The nervous laugh.
Who's Oblong from Espanol there, and I'm still looking for my wallet. I don't understand them, and I don't want to think close to them now.
I'm tired of living in this world.
I don't understand him, and I don't want to sit next to him now. He's up there in the booth with the guys.
I am tired of living in this world where we're so goddamn corrupt about everything.
But you're screwing a guy for
Jesus Christ.
I don't think he was saying anything over the top.
And is there any proof that Lou Piniella did not steal his wallet?
And no, no, that Lou Piniella was a Hispanic. I always thought he was
I thought he was Italian.
A nice Guido. No.
Check with me. I can tell you.
He's Hispanic.
He is.
He is.
Lou Piniella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh. I've been rooting for the wrong team. All those wasted years rooting for the Seattle Bears.
You better watch it, Mr. Lyons.
Please.
Stephen Lyons.
Stephen Lyons.
As far as I'm concerned, there's only room for one Hispanic manager, and that is Ozzie Guillen.
Yes.
Because he fits all of my stereotype qualities.
Yes.
I love him.
He had a tough season, though.
He's like Pedro from south of the border managing the White Sox.
Scream real loud, kids.
Hello.
Pedro says don't win a
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. Hi, I'm calling about the Lions thing.
Yeah.
He was in trouble before on something else he did within the last month, and it's his last year of his contract.
Who knows? You know, usually in a situation like that, they use that opportunity.
Right? Howdy.
They really do.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. In the context of the whole conversation, if you were to listen to the whole 10 minutes of it, you could definitely tell that it was racially directed and everything. There's no way it could be mistaken any other way.
There were complaints, though, from viewers.
Yeah, but Buzz, you know, people complain about an awful lot.
No, I know. I know they do, but I think that's what Fox was responding to. Or the fact that it is the last year of the season.
That, too. Here's another guy who saw it. Bob.
Steve Lyons was taking a shot at himself, saying he was looking for his wallet, like he was looking for his good performance, because he sucked so bad on camera.
All right. Possible. You might be able to look at it that way.
Whatever. Anyway, they fired him. I never heard of the guy anyway, but I thought it was interesting.
He actually rose pretty quickly in the broadcast booth as far as doing color commentary for the ball games. He was good in the beginning.
One more thing. I was on a website today called salary.com. And what they have is the salaries of people on TV. Now, the reason I was interested in this is not because I want to know how much Kiefer Sutherland makes,
right,
but they give you what the characters make. For instance, Mike.
Is this per episode?
Or
a year?
No. Hold on. Bear with me.
Okay.
It's a little confusing.
Okay. He's doing it.
Put two bonus minutes on the clock. Time to go. Okay. These are real-life jobs. For instance, the guy on House. Everybody likes the show House.
Right?
What type of doctor is he, Buzz?
General practitioner, I think.
No, he's an infectious disease doctor.
Ah, okay.
Okay. He makes, in real life, someone who really was House would make $191,000 a year.
Okay.
The character. So, what they have now are all of these TV characters.
Okay, their real salaries next to what they would make in real life.
No. It's just what the salaries of the characters make.
Mm-hmm.
Right. For instance, Mike, who do you think makes more? not the actor.
Well, that's what I said. It's the salaries of the real job. That's what I said. You're pretending
they're real people. Doug Heffernan, who is a delivery man on King of Queens, does he make more?
Yes.
Or does...
Much more.
No, hold on.
What?
Or does... No. No. What? Of course Kevin James makes more than Doug Heffernan.
Right.
But Doug Heffernan, who's a made-up guy, his job at being a delivery man, does he make more than...
Like his character's salary?
No, please. Just give me a second.
Buzz, you're laughing. Do you get it? No, I don't. I'm just waiting to hear. All right.
Does he make more than a detective in the SVU unit? For instance, you know that the character's name is Olivia Benson, the chick with the big jugs on Law & Order SVU.
Okay.
Her character in real life, someone who really has that job in real life.
Right.
Who makes more?
The UPS driver or the SVU person?
Or the SVU person.
I'm going to say the UPS person because UPS is a good union job and they do make a lot. Wrong?
No. Doug Heffernan, the generic delivery man,
right.
$39,000.
You know, it'll be easier if you say, what would the real Doug Heffernan make?
Okay. Well, okay. Then Olivia, the real Olivia Benson.
Right.
All right. Here's one for you.
Hooray! How much?
Okay. How much does the real Horatio Caine make? A guy who's a real CSI forensic guy.
Are you
going
to compare it to another character?
Yes. Or Homer Simpson, someone who was actually a nuclear safety inspector.
Homer Simpson makes more.
That's right.
Wow. Cops are notoriously underpaid.
Okay. Homer Simpson makes $67,000. Horatio Caine makes $58,000.
Who's the highest paid person on the list? Who's the highest paid character on the list? Would it be that infectious disease doctor?
Nope. It's Buzz, who is Dr. Derek Shepherd, neurology surgeon on Grey's Anatomy.
Dr. Shepherd, is that McDreamy? Is that the handsome guy? So it's a neurologist.
Yep, yeah. $386,000 a year.
Brain surgeon. Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Hold on a second. I got one more for you, Mike.
Okay.
One more that's a real good one, I think. Who makes more? Jack Bauer, or a special agent for our government, or George Lopez, who plays a plant manager?
I'll say George Lopez.
And I'll tell you that you're right, and here's why. A plant manager would make $127,000 a year.
Right.
Jack Bauer, confidential!
Oh, we don't know what he makes. He's a civil servant, though.
Get, Jack. Right, if I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
All right, Jack.
He's a lowly civil servant.
Okay. Gotcha.
Serving his country.
That was kind of a confusing thing, but I stumbled.
Once we got there, I understood where you were going.
I stumbled on the website and thought it was interesting.
It is interesting.
That Homer Simpson would make more money than, what's her name, the big boobs on SVU.
Yeah, I think when you go down a list of cops, you know, it's a little more complicated with the doctors, but
right.
When you're doing the cops, I mean, cops are, you know, unfortunately, are notoriously
underpaid. Hey, would you put that music up, please, real fast? Let me see. The rest of it is just blah, blah, that you don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, time to call it now.
Oh, thank you.
We got something happening here. We're going to play a game. Give you a chance to win $100. One of our favorite games, and it is really, absolutely bomb and run. It is the Mike Hunt Walmart PA game.
Very good.
If you've never heard this before, it's so simple. Be a love, you out there, and get out of your car and go into a CVS.
Or a Target.
Go into a Walmart, a Target, anything.
A Big K, if there's still one around your neighborhood.
And call us at 877-365-3636. You go to the back of the store or the front of the store, wherever it's applicable.
Courtesy desk.
Where people are able to be paged. You ask very slowly for them to page Mike Hunt. Michael Hunt. Oh, turn that music off.
That's lovely music.
Turn that music off. Now, there are a variety of other names that work, like Major Woody and Phil McCracken.
Hugh, G.
Rection.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you're going to do it.
The original?
Go with the mother.
Exactly.
Go with the mother.
hilarity will ensue, and we'll never be able to explain to you why.
Now, what we die to hear here is, of course, you on the phone saying, I'm looking for my friend Michael. You know, Mike, hon, can you have him paged? And then the beauty is when you actually hear the Walmart or whatever Target person actually...
We certainly won't explain it to you.
And, well, we know the winning sound when we hear it.
We certainly do.
And it's worth... 100 big American dollars.
We know you can do it. We know you won't let us down.
So the phone number is 877-365-3636. Get yourself to the courtesy desk, the service desk.
Always helps if they're very busy.
And,
it really does.
You know, just all you've got to do is hold the phone so we can hear you saying, hey, I've got an emergency. I have to have this person paged
right
in the store right away.
I am looking for my friend, Mike Hunt.
Exactly how you do it.
That easy.
Exactly how you do it. Thank you.
When you ask for that name, you do not say it any faster than
Thank you, Mike O'Mara. That's just how you do it.
Right. You're welcome. Don.
That was a long break.
I know.
It can be a little shorter, Mike, but not that short.
And we're driving Rob crazy.
I know we are. Is it because of the content of Michael Hunt or because of the time?
Well, because I don't know if I should scream or not. Again, because I'm told...
Yeah, you. Scream.
Okay.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Today I want to talk to you about a matter of national security that has been in the news. By fighting the terrorists in Iraq, we are making our people less secure here at home. In my recent speeches, I've said we are in the early hours of a long struggle to take over the Middle East. Some people in Washington still do not understand the nature of the enemy. The terrorists attack us because we are provoking them. By fighting the terrorists in Iraq, it would help them find new recruits to carry out even more destructive attacks on our nation. We are a nation that keeps its commitments with huge oil riches until the terrorists are defeated and this fight is won. Thank you for listening.
That Paul Harvey?
I'm pretty sure that was edited.
President Bush talking about bonds.
Now we leave 4 hours close to all you filthy D-bags. Don and Mike.
You effing C-word.
Right. I can't take another heart.
Set your ass down. You're not going anywhere.
All right, Phil.
No, I don't think I would agree that it's inappropriate.
That was inappropriate.
That's inappropriate. That's violating a boundary.
Shut up!
That's what that Santa Claus
is. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
I don't know where that thing came from.
People are standing by to play the game.
Yeah. Very good. I'm excited about this game.
Okay. This is our Walmart, whatever store you're in, PA game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Mike, we've got... I always start with women, because they're best at this game.
Okay.
Here's a lady named Phyllis, who's in a Target store. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Syphilis, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
We are doing great. Now, as you know, what we need you to do is go to the Target.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're holding the phone in your hand as if you're talking to a family member.
Uh-huh.
You go up to them and you say, hey, I'm terribly discombobulated. I've lost a family member.
Could you page him for me?
And
okay.
Then again, it's got to be, the name is Mike, 1 beat, 2 beat, 3 beat, Hunt.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, you think you can do this, Phyllis?
I'm going to try. I'm walking up now.
So all right, Phyllis. Good luck.
You say it the best you can, and don't worry how the lady
is. I'm sorry. Is there any kind of way you can help me? I was in the store, and I've lost a family member. We have an emergency. Is there any kind of way you can be paid? It's an elderly gentleman.
No,
hey? Yes.
Mike?
Hunt.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Attention, all traffic signals again. Mike Hunt, you need to get service upon invasion. Mike Hurst, you need to get service
upon
invasion.
Bravo! Bravo! Yeah. You are a big winner.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's ever been done as perfectly, as beautifully, as cleanly.
My God, it was done cleanly. I mean, you were right there. You were standing right next to the... What store were you in?
Target.
I'm in Target on Oh, wow, I lost. I got discombobulated myself.
That's all right. You're in Target. That's all we
I'm
need to know.
I'm a four-seal mode.
That's okay. Very, what a wonderful job you did, Phyllis.
Phyllis, were you good at saying it's the lady, and then what a perfect job of announcing by her.
Yes, oh. Magnificent.
Hello, ma'am. Ma'am, come here. You just helped me win $100. I want to thank you very much.
All right, now get out of there, Phyllis. Run.
Phyllis, don't tell the world. Go ahead.
All right, Phyllis, you get $100. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Hold on.
Beautiful. Hold That's on. Great. There goes Phyllis.
Nice. How perfect was that?
Wow.
Let's see if we go 2 for 2. Here's Jim, Best Buy in California.
Huh?
Jim. Oh, Phyllis was from Maryland.
Wonderful job, Phyllis.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Jimbo, now listen, Phyllis has laid down the gauntlet how to play this game.
Where are you, Jim?
I'm at Best Buy.
Wonderful.
Okay, now, when you go back there, and again, you tell them that you're looking for someone or whatever store you make up.
You do it just like Phyllis did.
It's got to be, I'm looking for Mike, 1 beat, 2 beat, 3 beats, Hunt.
Yeah. Cool, got it.
Okay,
all right, good luck. See you.
I'm walking up right now. Hold on one sec.
Why is his phone, like, it seem to be cutting off?
I don't know, it sounds very quiet.
You know? Hey, yeah, I'm looking for one of my family members here. Is there any way you could page him? Okay, yeah.
No.
We're being scammed. We're being totally scammed.
No. Yep.
No ambient noise at all.
It's none.
Quiet.
The phone, I think.
Guy just hung up.
Yeah, see that. He was scamming. There you go.
Let's try again. Here's Darren. Hi, Darren.
Hey, don't mind.
Hello, Darren.
Hello, Darren. Where are you from?
I'm from Stockton, California. I'm no dummy like Sacramento, but I'm actually in Lodi. Dear.
See, when you give us that qualifier, that's when I get worried.
It doesn't help.
Lodi, CA. All right, what store are you in, Darren?
I'm sorry?
Darren, pay attention, please.
Darren, what store are you in?
I'm in Kmart, but there was a manager that just walked by me.
Ooh, beware of the manager.
So?
That's why he was
there. I didn't want to tip at all.
Mike, you didn't want to tip off.
No, I'm by the front. I'm walking to the front here right now.
Mike is already doing the Sacramento dance.
You run the dance.
So is Rob. Now, Mike, this guy's from Lodi.
Doesn't matter.
Now, hold on.
Doesn't matter.
Don, say something to me, okay? Please say anything. On the microphones, into my headphones. Say anything you want to me, right? Just ask me something.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm sorry?
Mike, why you gotta be so hard on that?
I have to. Sometimes, so Rob, I don't think it was a bad call.
No, you know what? He's in that right now. Pinch
me, see if I'm dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
Joe Besser?
Yeah.
Do you have Joe Besser
tickets? I do.
I'm applauding.
Oh, Mike is happy.
That didn't put me into a good mood.
Only one.
Pinch me, see if I'm dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
Joe Besser. Stooge fag.
Hey, fool, sit up and pay attention. This ain't no time to nap.
All right, let's see, Darren.
I'm sure he might do fine.
What store are you at now that Mike has stopped doing his homoerotic dance? And really,
you know what? Actually, I'm here in Kmart trying to find my nephew, and I can't seem to find him. So I'm going to see if they can page him up here at the counter.
I guess what you're doing is
No.
Oh, the Mike, hold on, give him a chance. All
right. Ma'am, I'm just going to find my nephew. Is there a way you can page him? His name is Mike. Last name is Hunt. Yes.
I believe him. She might say Michael.
They're paging him right now.
Okay. Let's listen.
It's helpful.
Mike Hunt, I'm waiting for your service desk. Mike Hunt, service desk. He's
a winner. I did the dance for him, but he's still a winner.
You doubted him, Mike, but that's a winner.
I did doubt him, yeah. Sorry to doubt you, sir.
That's a huge, huge winner. Because I think she even said Michael to you.
I believe so, yes.
She repeated
no,
that.
No, I said Mike, but you know.
Like, okay, all right, don't worry about it.
I just
don't need him to explain it anymore.
Oh, come on, Mike.
Right.
Hold on a second, Mike. I can get you back in a good mood.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in a good mood because you did do well.
Here you go.
We keep on dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
I love the fact that we have that. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm an idiot.
You just clapped your hands like Tom Gavin.
He's mentally retarded.
Well, I have to give this guy his props. I will admit when I'm wrong, and I thought you'd fail, but you didn't. You succeeded masterfully.
Darren, well...
Well,
I've talked to you guys before. I'm a private investigator, so I usually am just real careful about what I'm saying too loud so the wrong people don't hear.
He succeeded to be difficult.
That's why Sacramento
he was a
works.
Handful.
I don't find it to be difficult.
There was a lot of extraneous chatter. You know, like for example, the bio about being a private investigator.
And also,
what the hell does that have to do with the guy?
Would you stop putting me in the position of always defending Sacramento?
We've done it for how many years have we been doing that?
But the guy played the game.
He did. He did.
Played it perfect.
Although your instructions, if we're going to be absolutely letter of the law, were to say, Mike, one beat, two beat, three beat, Hunt.
I think he did.
No, he didn't. What he did was he said, Mike, last name, Hunt.
Okay, close enough.
I hate to be nitpicky.
Maybe you should just give him like $80.
Let me do that. No, the odds were stacked against this chap because she repeated back, oh, Michael Hunt?
You know why? Because she's from Sacramento, too.
It doesn't matter.
Everything matters. Everything matters.
No, he's the winner.
He is. No, I'm not disputing that.
He's the winner.
Technically, he won. Yeah.
No, not technically.
He
won all the way. Style points, everything.
And
he's the winner.
And he's extremely lucky.
He does.
Can I be the Barry Bonds with the asterisk, then, like Rob said?
Asterisk.
Yeah. Let's say any more shtick? Okay. P.I.? Magnum? You got any more?
Come on, Rockford, tell the riddle.
No, he won the money fair and square. I am not disputing that for one second.
Do not listen to these two guys.
I'll even congratulate him. Congratulations.
Yeah, I love you guys. I've been listening.
Oh, I couldn't congratulate him because he was talking when I was talking.
I'm sorry, Mike.
No, you're not.
Shut up and listen now.
I love you.
For goodness sakes. Yeah. Why do you people let these two browbeat you like that? You know, I mean, there certainly is a segment of the population in Northern California that deserves it.
Yes.
I don't think this guy is one of them.
Yeah, he's happening. He's a Sacramento P.I.
No, I'm a Stockton P.I. There's 45 miles.
Sacramento, same thing.
I'm telling you, if this guy was in the Geico ad, he'd be the caveman walking past the thing, being pissed off that it says even a caveman could do it.
Well,
he's more evolved than you are giving him credit.
I believe he won the money, and I'm not disputing that.
No, you believe.
I'm not disputing
he
that he
did win the money.
To the best of my recollection, he has won the money. And here's something here. You know what, sir? I congratulate you.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
And thank you, Golden Boy.
I congratulate you.
Now he can go back to his job. He's busily tracking down the misplaced intellect and happiness.
All this hating. No, not hating.
Actually, I'm going to track down some good cigars and maybe send them out to Don.
Hey!
Oh, sadly, we must end. Let's part.
But he's going to send you some cigars.
And I'll take them.
I know you will.
I will take them.
Fuente Opus X, right?
That's right.
How about that?
I have a connection.
Hey, he's got that right, too. That's a good thing to say on the radio.
I'll be waiting for that. Well, then he has a connection for a very popular cigar.
You know, I guess we're not talking about illegal Cuban cigars. Then he can say whatever he wants. Oh, my bad. Now, see, I've made a terrible mistake, and I even said my bad.
Now, don't
see what he's done?
Now, guys.
I wouldn't say my bad with a normal caller on the line.
But Darren, whatnot. Why don't you do the Mike O'Mara dance now?
Well, because I'm driving. I'm driving away from Kmart as fast as I can.
Still, you could do it an abbreviated version.
I can do it.
I'll just tell you.
So would you like to see me do the Mike O'Mara dance?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, Mike. Can't wait.
Doo-doo.
Oh, no.
Doo-doo.
Sexy and
cha-cha-cha.
Supple.
One, two, cha-cha-cha.
That's the Mike O'Mara dance.
Cha-cha-cha. Five, six. Hey, John Norman, look at this. 5, 6, cha cha cha.
Mike, while you're up, will you do the private investigator dance?
Oh, yeah, okay. Absolutely. There it is.
Why does it always involve the rectum?
I would do the Mike O'Mara dance, but I don't drink and drive, so.
Oh, and I don't either. There we go. There it is. There it is. There, you know what? Fooling around with Don, having a good time.
Stop it.
Now, really pissed off at you.
Stop it.
Really pissed off
Everybody
at you now.
Stop it. Stop it, please.
You incredible hump.
Let's all do the buzz dance.
That's a good dance. That's just because we were having a chat outside.
When we come back.
Rob was doing the buzz dance.
Excuse me?
That was a bong hit. I learned about it on the Paul Harvey show.
Oh, God. I thought it was simulating oral.
No. Not what I was doing at all.
Oh, man.
and say, well, you're doing that outside? You should move that to the men's room. You shouldn't be doing that to Buzz outside.
Right. I thought it was a fine addition of the game, though. I have to say that was wonderful.
Are you kidding? It was teeth.
It was.
Top of the line.
Teeth up.
Top of the world.
Teeth up.
Top of the world.
And a celebration of the geography of the northern part of the Golden State.
Remember, you can't spell attitude without ass.
Well, you can.
I know you can. Mm-hmm. We got a break. This is your attitude on Sacramento's piss poor.
Hello to the governor.
Don't blame them. That's a big state, man.
He's going to win again.
But not because of Sacramento.
Well, that's in large part.
That's just where his house is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That is true.
House.
Can't blame the whole state.
H-A-U-S. All right, Sacramento, I'm done defending you for today.
Nobly done.
I'm out. Go ahead. You win.
Sir Donald of Chico.
We'll be back with Bob's News.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, what's the word?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
98% effective against chiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't forget the show's on iTunes. If you need any information about downloads or anything, go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Also got news there about a big Reno-style show. It's two nights from tonight. Wednesday night, October 18th, will be at Hooters of Rockville. Lots and lots of vulgar language. And some of our reindeer games are back, so come on. And let's see what's happening. Love to meet you. Wednesday night will be at Hooters of Rockville. Time now for Bob's News. Robert's Look at the World tonight. Brought to you by Hooters. This year, do football the Hooters way. The Hooters way.
Ah.
And now here's Bobby E. Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Don and Mike. If you're married, you are now part of a minority. For the first time in American history, less than half of all households include a married couple here in the U.S. Sure, most of us still get married, and the number of married couples here is at an all-time high.
Some of us more than others.
But at the moment, only 49.7% of all homes in this country are made up of married people. That percentage has dropped by nearly 2.5% in the last 5 years, according to a new study of census figures by the New York Times.
Oh, and that reminds me, I was just looking on our fan site.
Yes?
They've got a wonderful poll up now about who will get married first, you or I. And they're convinced that it's me.
Huh.
They are absolutely convinced that it's me.
But not to each other.
Right.
And we will not be marrying each other.
Here's what I have to say to you people who are voting in this poll thinking, I'm going to get married soon.
Suck on that, losers.
Okay. Don,
yeah,
would you play that one more time?
Suck on that, losers.
Thank you. Okay. So that goes for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
The place with the highest percentage of married couples, by the way, Utah County, Utah, just south of Salt Lake City. The place with the the place with the lowest percentage of married couples.
Salt of the earth.
Manhattan. And then there's the concern about congressmen and pages. Meet Arizona's Jim Colby, the only openly gay Republican.
He's a fag.
In either the House or the Senate.
Colby.
The accusation
Homo.
He's facing that before officially coming out, he took a couple of 17-year-old male former pages on a camping and rafting trip. Colby's office says the trip also included his sister and 5 staff members who still work for Colby. And according to Colby's office, nothing happened.
Right.
The former pages say nothing happened. The deputy superintendent of Grand Canyon National Park at the time says he didn't see anything.
We keep on dreaming.
He was there, too.
Wow, not so hard.
No better.
But according to NBC News, there are other people from that trip who say they saw fawning and touching and petting that creeped them out.
Uh-oh.
And NBC says the U.S. attorney in Arizona is investigating that.
Speaking of NBC. Yeah.
Fawning.
I've got to mention, because it all kind of ties in, Buzz. They've still not mentioned, why would they mention, the fact that Matt Lauer is going through a public divorce now.
You don't hear that. I mean, that's just not reported anywhere.
With his wife, who was 7 months pregnant. This morning I was watching the Today Show, mm-hmm. and they were teasing that story that you just mentioned, Buzz, about people staying married shorter.
Right.
And you know that they're just dying to goof on him, and it's killing him.
Right, he's sitting right there.
It just seems like the last 2 weeks since this has been announced and is flying under the radar.
He's giving Meredith Vieira crap about not washing her hands and all that.
Yeah, and she's reaching over and holding on to him a lot.
Right.
Like she's offering support. And he's having to do stories about today throws a wedding.
Right.
They are a happy couple that will be in love together
right.
forever. And then today is marriages are really not staying together. And I noticed that...
Do you think there's some producer that's up there that's trying to give them a hard time?
Well, no, they're very tactful. I think it's the news, because Buzz has it as well.
Right.
It's the news of the day.
It is.
They just got to be very tactful. I imagine they're having a meeting before
and
the
And you
show.
Don't see him on Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood or anything
no.
like that.
Uh-uh. Yeah, you see...
I don't know.
You see them do the show, though, and before the show, they got to be saying, okay, oh, hold on. We're coming out of this piece about the marriage thing. We cannot go to Lauer out of the piece. We've got to go to Meredith Vieira out of the piece.
Right.
Who then throws it to Matt Lauer.
Or Al. Oh, we guys in the news. Give it that. Happy old Al.
I think guys in the news business have an agreement, you know, to stay away from those topics when they apply
it's
to
just,
you.
But it would seem to me, a network anchor,
right.
they would be paying attention to this, but they're really leaving it alone.
I wouldn't know it if you hadn't brought it up.
And where's the National Enquirer in all of this? I mean, I think that's where we read it to begin with, but it's just right. like an item.
Where's the John Walsh pictures? Remember when they had all the pictures of him going absolutely crazy and it was just some party he'd been at?
And
where is this stuff?
Shouldn't there be the obligatory shot of his 7-month pregnant wife walking through Central Park looking
crying.
Sad and despondent? And then shouldn't there be a picture of him like that someone happened to snap the moment that he found out Katie Couric was leaving? Because that would be the happiest moment of his life.
Right.
Because isn't he probably the biggest star in news?
Yeah, one of them. One, absolutely.
Sure.
One of the best known newsmen.
Marketable. I mean, he's popular.
What tabloid nailed Frank Gifford? Was that the Star?
Globe.
Was that the one?
It was the Globe.
Maybe we should keep watching the Globe. Maybe they'll have it.
Oh! That made me think of something else I didn't mention today. Who wants to puke?
I do.
Well, everybody here.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
Great, here we go. They're bringing Annie back to Broadway.
Yep, I knew that.
Okay. About the little girl, Daddy Warbucks.
Right. Right.
Who's the older lady in that?
Carol Burnett character, right?
Well, what's her name, though?
Miss Hannigan. I'm gay.
You know that.
Yeah, I
you
do.
Winner.
You win.
Thank you. But Mike knew the Simon Cowell group earlier.
I did.
To be played by Kathy C. Gifford.
Oh.
No. On Broadway. I told you.
No. Throw up.
Who tastes bile right now?
I do. I literally burped. I swear to God. Something came up.
Oh. Hello, Annie.
And then there's the man who started it all, former Congressman Jerry Studs, who was the first congressman to come out of the closet.
He's a fag.
He did so way back in 1983, and only after a scandal involving a male former page. Of course, the ex-page in this story was 27 when it came out, and even he said it was all consensual.
The name is Studs.
Studs.
Jerry Studs.
His fellow lawmakers voted to censure him. But Jerry Studs stayed on and got reelected because he had accomplished a few things, helping the fishing industry in Massachusetts, the environmental safety of the oceans, AIDS research, the cause of gays and military, just to name a few. Jerry Studs passed away Saturday at the age of 69 while walking his dog. The man who started it all. And then there's the president of Israel.
Too bad. I got a song for him.
Really?
Kind of a tribute. For me to him.
Sunnier days, though.
Sunnier days.
With me.
He's flower food now.
Nice.
I always thought Studs would outlive Freddie Fender.
Oh, there you go, Rob.
That's I'm a beautiful sorry, thing. Did you mention Freddie Fender?
Yes, you really got to get me going, don't you? I would like to say hello now. You will like this. That's my grass.
If he brings you happiness.
Also, hi to Fausto. Fausto and Alexis.
Oh.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Those are their real names.
Fausto.
If you're happy.
Not that I've ever checked their cards.
That matters.
With, Don?
Yeah, Mike.
Is there any chance you could play Wait the Day and Wait the Night? Thank you.
Instant presto request.
I'll start it again. Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike.
Is there any way you could play Wasted Days and Wasted Nights?
Presto requesto.
Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have left for you behind.
We got to stop that. Between the Hawaiian earthquake and the Freddie Fender.
I know.
Adios, Frederick.
Not easy to go on.
Frederick Fender.
Frederick.
And then there's the president of Israel.
You know what it sounded like when they had the hurricane over in Hawaii?
What it sounded like?
Earthquake. Bam. Hey, the walls are shaking, baby.
somebody better call
the 5-0.
Jack Lord. And who are the Chinese guys
that
played?
Who are those guys, Rob? Ham Fong played Chin Ho.
Which always, to me, seems ridiculous. I'd like, and as Bob Jones, Bob Smith. I mean, really. So it's who is who?
Ham Fong as Chin Ho.
As Chin Ho. It's completely different.
Right.
Right.
Gotcha. There it's out.
And then there's the president of Israel who may be facing rape charges. That's our story when we return.
Oh, break! You say ape?
Yeah, well, yes.
Hey, there's ape in the news.
Yes, there is. And you said Israel?
Yep, you got did. Ape in my news.
Serious charges.
You yes. got news in my ape. Hey, two great tastes that taste great together.
But a very serious news story.
Yeah. You do it!
Thank you.
Good for you.
And I'm at your table.
I'm an atheist.
Okay, we'll come back with more of Bob's news.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They want to sing. La la, la 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
Wow.
And don't forget, tomorrow now we're going to be talking about the one boob bigger
bonanza.
One, thank you, Mike. I got to have it written down in front of me. One boob bigger bonanza.
The one boob bigger bonanza.
Ladies, if you've got one, Murphy, let's say it's a little bit bigger than Righty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want to come down to the show this week. You want to be here on the day we decide all the ladies will be here, and you want to either wear a bikini top or simply take it off and let us measure.
There may be extra credit for that.
Oh, let me say, let Buzz measure.
Ah, yes.
My tape measure is standing by.
Look at that. He's got it right next to him.
So, ladies, what you want to do is...
The one boob bigger bonanza.
Yeah, take it off.
Take off to the great high dog. Take off.
That's for Canada.
That's not the one
Where's the Barry White thing?
Jenny Lee!
Where's the Barry White the one? Take it off.
That's
there.
Take it off.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Take it off, baby. That's all you gotta do.
Take it off.
Just come down. If one of your breasts is bigger than the other.
Thank you, Barry.
You win $500. Take it off.
Take it off.
Take off! Jenny Lee!
Anyway, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Want to do the contest this week?
Uh-huh.
Cash prize. $500. Ooh, big live show, Reno style show as well. Wednesday night, October 18th, Hooters of Rockville. It'll be a big week on the show.
Sure will.
And tomorrow, oh man, maybe Kong's best booking ever.
Ooh.
Here now is Buzz.
Good tease. Yes, the president of Israel may be facing rape charges. The situation in the Middle East is desperate as usual, but the big story in Jerusalem is this. The police are recommending that the state prosecutor go after President Moshe Katsav on charges of rape, molestation, and wiretapping. The police have already investigated this for weeks, seizing the president's computers and documents at his residence.
Oh, my.
Several of his female employees are said to be the targets of his sexual harassment.
My, I never knew they had that much trouble in Israel.
Several. Hey, fool, sit up and pay attention. This ain't no time to nap.
A big round of applause for the fabulous Mr. King.
Several female employees, as in 10. One of the women apparently tried to blackmail him, which is when the alleged wiretapping began.
Hello, my name is Janice, and he tried to ape me.
President Katsav, who has another year left on his term of office, says the women are just steamed because he wouldn't rehire them. And then there's the unpopular war in Iraq. This gives some idea how unpopular...
It's your news show. You may editorialize.
Huh?
Let me just say, I think it's a very popular war.
Perhaps it's my
Dodge Geronimo. I speak for the majority out there, Buzz, that watch the faux news channel.
Well, I was just about to refer to that.
You can count on seeing that in a cereal box soon.
F-A-U-X.
All right, let's go to Fox News for the latest poll results that show that nearly 3 in 4 of us, 73%, are ready to start bringing home the troops now.
That's nothing but a lie.
Best war ever.
The question included the premise.
Best war of all time.
time. That the U.S.
Best war of all time. Hey, you get your buzz, Burbank. He's going to spend the specs any way he wants to, and he's lying.
Ludicrous.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
The question included the premise that the U.S. has sacrificed enough for Iraqis, and now it's time for them to take over the security problem. That was in the question. Being a Fox News poll, however, the mission is to divide, not unite. The Fox breakdown has the Democrats wanting out by a 61-21 margin, and Republicans wanting to stay the course by a 66-17 margin.
I actually read a report over the weekend. It's dangerous when I read the newspaper, beyond the sports. But I was actually reading, not on the op-ed page.
Right.
They're pointing out as real news that, like, in the month of October, something like 67 Americans have been killed thus far in the first 15
right.
days of October.
One of our three worst months.
And in the next paragraph it says, but, it doesn't say on a brighter note, but it says, conversely, there's been maybe 50,000 Iraqis that have been killed.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So it's like, on one hand, the way it was presented in this article I was reading was, yeah, it's bad, but imagine if you're in Iraq. I mean, they're falling like flies. We only lost 67. It's like, hold on, we only lost, and there's like 10,000 of them being killed a week?
It's amazing. Surreal. I mean, it's like human life's not even recognized.
That's why it's a popular war, man.
Very popular.
Perhaps I misspoke. On the question of pulling completely out now, 41% say yes, a very close 39% say no, hence the Fox headline, Americans divided over Iraq withdrawal.
Wow.
And then the
best war ever, Buzz. How many times I got to say that?
Apparently so. Well,
I love it.
Someday I'll learn.
BWE.
We are so right. We are so right. George Bush is so right.
Amen.
And then there's the town in Arkansas that decided, what the heck, let's think about decriminalizing marijuana. The lovely tourist villa of Eureka Springs.
I thought we could get through one newscast.
No, we can't. Don't
you know, I really did. I thought we could get through one newscast.
Don't you know Buzz's tells?
Yes.
Buzz's tells are always, first he does some neck stomping.
Right.
Then he does some weed news.
There we go. It's weed news.
People need relief, Don.
I bet sex is next.
Nothing wrong with that, Ron.
Let's see.
Something about deviant sex.
So in the lovely tourist villa of Eureka Springs, nestled in a valley alive with color this time of year, they'll vote next month on whether to move small-time pot possession to the bottom of the town's law enforcement priorities. The referendum would make possession of an ounce or less the legal equivalent to a minor traffic violation.
Could that be a referendum?
Yes, it should.
Thank you, everyone.
That's very good.
Just thought of that. Thank you.
Somebody's found his vacation home.
As it is now, I have, in fact, vacationed there.
Mm-hmm.
As it is now, possession of even a single joint can get you a year in jail and a $1,000 fine.
Wow.
Quoting the head of Normal's Little Rock office, Normal has an office in Little Rock?
Quoting the head of Normal, or as you like to call him, God
friend. Quoting him, the jails in Arkansas are full of pot smokers caught by people who think they've arrested Al Capone, end quote. Now that this is on the ballot, he's feeling a little less bitter. And then there's this lawmaker in Kansas who's in trouble for scuffling with a giant cockroach. It happened at the state fair in Hutchinson. The guy in the cockroach suit... The guy in the suit, the cockroach suit, is with one of our nuttier right-to-life groups trying to make the point that abortion clinics are nasty, dirty, unclean places.
Do you think it was as funny as those Geico commercials with a man in the suit?
Oh, I love those.
Are those a hoot?
Well, yes, he's going to reward people by going door to door.
Everybody.
Hysterical.
Well, no, you know, I just have to say something. Is Geico a sponsor?
They have to be. They're great.
We do love them.
Let me just say they're great. That's
Thank
all
you.
I want to say.
Thank
God
you,
bless.
Don.
The cockroach, the guy in the cockroach suit.
Those ads really work.
Mm-hmm.
He was wearing a mask made from a photo of Kansas Democratic Governor Kathleen Sebelius.
I'll have a duck with a mango salsa.
61-year-old Democratic State Representative Vaughn Flora then ripped the mask off the cockroach, cutting its face. The Right to Life group, which often marches with alleged photos of dead fetuses.
Hold on, they had a mask on a cockroach?
A guy in a cockroach suit.
That'd be a very small mask.
Listen carefully. A guy in a cockroach suit was wearing a paper mask that was made of a photograph, a blown-up photograph, of the governor of Kansas.
But the guy's wearing, like, a grown-up cockroach suit, like when John Belushi dressed like one of the bees on Saturday Night Live.
Did he cut the cockroach's face, the guy at the cockroach suit's face, or
right.
the guy's face?
The guy's face.
Okay.
Cut the cockroach's face.
His real face. But no, it was a guy.
Well, no, it was
a
guy.
Cockroach suit.
I know, it was a guy in a cockroach suit.
Was it his face or his face?
Well, it was his face, but I thought it would be fun since he was wearing a cockroach suit and portraying a cockroach to refer to him as it.
No, but he's not a 6-foot-tall cockroach. They only have those in New York.
Oh, it's fun to pretend.
We're Men in Black.
Play along.
Right. His exoskeleton should have protected him.
But not his face.
Stand aside, meat sack.
Okay, so this Right to Life group, which often marches with giant photos of dead fetuses, Says Representative Flora may need to take an anger management class. And a dramatic traffic accident, all because of a bright red bra. That story when we continue.
Ooh. Yeah. Woohoo!
Baby.
Hello! Well, I have to applaud Buzz. He went through the whole story without mentioning his roach clip.
That's very good.
I'm waiting.
Wait!
Thanks, Ash.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Playing with you.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
Weird.
It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll make you shart. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, and now look again. Here's Robert Grimsby. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
It's like Romeo and Juliet with a gun. In Karachi, Pakistan, Ahmad Ashraf had already gotten his girlfriend to agree to marry him. But she wanted to wait till December 25th. He wanted to get married now. So, he stood outside her house, firing his pistol into the air to get her attention. She came downstairs to see what the racket was and was struck by a ricocheted bullet.
Oh,
Ahmed was so distraught about this, he turned the gun on himself and now he's dead.
Wow.
She, by the way, is fine.
Oh,
lucky her. Finally, there was a dramatic rollover accident in Ohio last month.
You know what he said to her when he found her?
What did he say?
Here's what he said when he found her. Here's what he said. Hey, fool, sit up and pay attention. This ain't no time to nap.
There was a dramatic rollover accident in Ohio.
She was dead.
Yeah,
I'll see.
He thought.
He thought.
We keep on dreaming. Ow, not so hard.
Karachi.
How bad you want me to get, Jack? If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
Here's Buzz again. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Yes, we know why the dramatic rollover accident in Ohio last month. Now we know. According to the 24-page traffic report just out, the cause of the crash was the red bra that flew off a car carrying 4 teenage girls.
Yeah.
After it flew off the car antenna, another car carrying 2 adult men swerved to avoid the flying object and flipped over several times. The men had been following the girls, coincidentally, they say, in the fast lane. The bra's owner says her dog had chewed on the bra back at the house, making it uncomfortable. She did the remove the bra without removing your shirt trick and hung it on the antenna, where it flew in the breeze for a while. Reports the girls had been flashing the men are unconfirmed.
Unconfirmed?
Oh, I'm like a good DJ stunt. I'm going to take that bra and put it on your antenna, baby.
Woo!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Now,
I thought in many ways to end the show tonight. Freddie Fender? Maybe just some up-tempo, nondescript rock song.
Don't bring me flowers.
What are you going to do it for your lady?
There you go. That's right, I smelled her hand.
And she yours. It smelled nice.
It did. It was Elton John hand, I'll tell you that. We got to go see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Colin Clouds.
Guys, where's my sport jacket?
You're a funny girl, Rob.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.